We are Brightside.
Mystery man here.
Hey Jack, will you turn the light on for
me? You forget to pay your electric bill, buddy.
Hey, a little bit better.
Yeah, it's like
now he looks like Todd over there.
There you go. No, Todd always runs with that dim look. Like, let me see what is mine doing here. There we go. I can do that. I can a little bit better.
Yeah, I'm on the floor, my living room, right next to the TV.
Yeah. And what's cool?
Whatever works.
I know it well.
Nah, that is cool.
I know it well. That is so cool. It's like, yeah, so much fun. So.
That was awesome.
What do we want to do first? Do you want to talk about my trip home? Or do you want to have some fun first?
Yeah, you said you had a crazy Saturday morning.
Yeah, and it only got worse.
Oh, geez.
My headphones that I have the AirPod Maxes, right? And we leave the hotel. We have plenty of time. We didn't have to be to the airport until noon. So Joe and I just sat in the hotel all morning. I did some stuff on the computer. And I mean, it was just nice, relaxing morning. And both of us were like, well, this is kind of crappy because like, we don't like to sit still, but I was like, all right, take the opportunity to just unwind, right? And so we leave at like, it was a 20-minute drive to the airport. So like, we left at 11:30. And I'm driving down the road. We're like 2 minutes out of the building. I'm driving down the road and I go, I don't think I packed my AirPods, my headphones. And I'm like, let me pull over. So I pulled over that Mexican restaurant there. Got out, check my bags, no AirPods, turn around, go back. Now, of course, I left the room keys in the room. So I'm like, can I get a key to the room? Blah, blah, blah. All right. They give me a key. I go up. The room's already propped open. The tip's gone off of the dresser and no AirPods. So I'm like, I'm like, okay, maybe it's me. I might have misplaced them in the bag or something. So I'm like, let me check. So I go back out to the car. And my son grabs my phone and he goes, you can track those things. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. So he pulls it up and he goes, here. So I go back in. I go, they're in here. They're in the building. But they weren't in the room. And she goes, well, go up there. And I go, would they bring them to the desk like for lost and found? Oh, no. They don't do that. They just keep them on the bag, on their cart. And then at the end of the shift, they'll turn in anything that they've found. Okay. That's lie number one. I go upstairs. I'm looking around, nothing. And I go and I find the cart down the way and nothing in the cart. Now I'm playing the sound because I can ping them and I can't hear anything, but they're moving. They're in the building. I'm on the fifth floor. And that's the thing. You don't know depth. I don't know what floor these things are on. I just know where they are. And it's telling me you're further away. Get closer. So I'm like, okay. So I keep walking. And it's like, now these things are moving. And I find one of the cleaning ladies. And she gets on her phone. And not a word of it is in English. But she did not stop talking. It was all Spanish. And she's just like, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. And I'm like, yeah, where are they? This guy comes over and he goes, can I help you? And I'm like, yeah. He was like the... I don't know, part of the cleaning service as well. And I go, I'm looking for these headphones and both. So he goes, well, let's go to the front desk. And he goes, well, do you have somebody with you? I was like, he goes, or are you just traveling alone? I go, no, my son's here. He goes, does he have them? No. I'm like, he's in the car. I go, I'm just trying. I go, they're here. I go, there they go. They're going that way. I go, now, oh, wait, they're outside the building now. And he goes, okay, let's go to the front desk. So we go to the front. Now, all the while, I'm tracking. This took a little longer than what I'm explaining. We get to the front desk and the elevator is a glass elevator and you can see the front desk and the lady that was behind the front desk is now about 20, 25 feet away from the front desk and she's standing at the top of the stairs waiting to greet me away from her post. And I get to the stairs, I get to her and she goes, "Did you find them?" And I was like, "No." And she goes, "Were they big or little?" I'm like, "They're big. They're AirPod Maxes." "Oh." We go to the desk, just sitting right on her desk where I was just moments earlier asking them if they turned them in here. She goes, "Oh yeah, she brought them up to me because they were making a noise." Yeah. And she was trying to run down the street with them.
Yeah. Right. Wow.
I was what the heck? And I'm like, but 100% it's on me. I left them in the room, left. I'm like, I could have avoided it by not forgetting them. Right. So that's fun number one, which was a laugh. You're like, I'm in hot pursuit of my headphones. We get to the airport super early. Flight wasn't until 1:50. So we're hanging out, get in. Nobody's there. The place is empty. Park the car. We get out of the car. The Turo guy takes the key. We just walk right in. There's nobody there. We just went right. We were the only ones, walked right up to security. Boom, check in, done. So we're at our gate, like because of the delay with the headphones, I got there at 12:15. We're probably at our gate at about 12:20, 12:25, right? So we're looking around, we're like, okay, oh, hey, there's a restaurant right here, right next to the gate. So we didn't go into it, we sat at one of the tables out in the hallway area and we're looking at the gate the whole time. Sat down, had a beer, hanging out, at 1:20, we're like, we should be boarding soon. We get up and we walk to the front of the gate and we're standing there about 15 feet away from the TV that tells you what they're doing. And it's like, flight, blah, 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 whatever. Departure, 1:50, standing there. So now we're waiting like 10 minutes. The lady's behind the desk. She's just typing away. About 1:30, I'm like, we wait, like I said, 10 minutes. I'm like, I'm going to use the bathroom quick. I'll be right back. So he's watching my bags and I go to the bathroom. I come back. Now it's like 1:35. And I look up and I'm like, what the? I'm like, it doesn't say departure anymore. It says gate closed. And I'm like, I'm like, when did that change? And Joe's like, I don't know. And the lady that was behind the desk looks around just like this. I know this is audio only for people at home, but you guys will see. She's like, got the door and she looks around, closes the door, gone. I was like, did we just miss our flight? We go to the next terminal over and the lady goes, I go, did we just miss our flight? She goes, yeah. And I said, they never announced anything. I swear, and if I was by myself, I wouldn't believe this. I would have thought I screwed up. Both Joe and I were like, they said nothing. And Joe, look, when we said there were two people behind the desk when we were asking this, the one guy goes, yeah, they did. That's how they defended themselves. I'm like, are you kidding? They never announced it. And I said, I've heard the stories of people like midday flights like this on a Saturday or something. I've talked to people that have flown all by themselves. They're the only one in a giant plane. The only thing I can imagine is we were the only ones and they were like, let's just, and then it's an easy flight back. They don't have to prep the plane when they get back to Providence, but American Airlines never announced it. We were standing in front of it the entire time. And they never said anything. Then when we finally got another flight, we're standing there. We're like, we're not leaving. So we stood there, same American Airlines, same everything, all the warnings, they actually called somebody because they know your number, your name. And if you're not there, and they actually called somebody, your final boarding for John Smith. And Joe and I are like, they never did this. We were standing right in front of them.
God.
So our plane was to leave at 1:50. So this is at like 1:40 and they're like, nope, can't let you on. We closed the door 15 minutes before and that's all final. That's FAA. They can't. And I kind of get that. I'm like, that's security and everything like that. But I watched the lady close the door and I watched her like, sneakily, like close it. And I was like, so she goes, yeah, the next flight's at 7:40. Jonah, I was like sick. I'm like 7:40.
No way.
I lost my mind. I was so angry. My like inside was just boiling up. And I'm trying to control it because you can't lose your temper in an airport. You go to jail, right? So I'm just standing there. I wanted to throw bags. I wanted to do something, right? Punch a wall, do something. And I'm like, let's go for a walk. So I'm like, we got 5 hours to kill. And we're walking by past the terminal and it said, O'Hare to Syracuse. And I looked at Joe and I went, let's go to Syracuse and we'll rent the car and go home. And we would have landed in Syracuse at 5. And he goes, we'd get home at the same time. I'm like, I don't care. At least I'm out of this goddamn airport. Right. And then it struck me. I go, wait a minute. Check Boston flights. So that's what we did. And they were not helpful at all. I went to the customer service desk and she goes, no, you can't do that here. You can't change your destination. You got to do this. You got to do that. Blah, blah, blah. She gave me the runaround. And then Joe went online and we were trying to do it from our phone. It wouldn't let us. And I called my wife. I'm like, you try it from there. And I went to the lady. I go, can I just buy another ticket? I'll deal with the refund later. I don't care. I just won't get on that one, but I'll buy. She goes, yeah, you can do that, but I can't do that here. You're going to have to talk to somebody, blah, 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 blah. That was customer service. So she go, we're like, all right, let's just get to that terminal and we'll ask them there. I get to that terminal. Lady gave us tickets, transferred the ones I had. No problem.
Oh, geez.
No, nothing. Wow. We're like, what? Does anybody know what's going on around here? Like what the hell is going on?
We're like, nightmare.
Oh, so we ended up getting back. We landed in Boston. Instead, we were supposed to land in Providence at 5. We landed in Boston at 7:30. So my wife had to come and get me. I didn't get my car out of Providence until today because I was like, I worked on the house yesterday and I was gonna go down yesterday, but I came home from the house. I go, let's just get it tomorrow. It's another $30. I don't care. That's what we pay for parking, 30 a day. I'm like, at this point, I don't give a crap. But yeah, I was like, oh, and I had the luxury. I bumped us up. It was $100 a ticket to bump us up to first class. And when they transferred us to the 7:30 flight, we still got that. But then when we went to the trip to Boston, there were no more first class available, blah, blah, blah. And it's not really it's nicer, but you get on earlier and a little more leg room. Big deal. But I thought it'd be a treat for Joe, right? I'm like, $100. Well, they don't have it. They're like, it's not available. I don't care. I'll hold on to a goddamn wheel. I'm like, just get me out of here. It was awful. First world problems, but it was all worth it because what a friggin' weekend. It was awesome. Awesome, guys. Thank you so much. It was a great time hanging out with you guys.
Thank you for coming out, man. I'm sorry it was such a disaster trying to get home.
That's travel. Yeah. I'm glad it was on the way home and not the way to you.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
God. So, yeah, your families, are they sick of me? They're glad I'm gone?
No. No. Not at all.
I owe you a buck, Johnny, for the candy.
Oh,
I forgot. I was unpacking my bag. I was like, oh my God, I never paid him for the candy.
Yeah. Only my daughter would meet somebody that for the first awesome. Time and say, you want to buy some for my school fundraiser?
That was awesome. As soon as I stepped in the door.
Yep.
So funny. She was like, here. I was like, oh, thank you. That was great.
Yep.
So you guys talk now. Say something. I'm there. How was your weekend? How was the rest of your weekends?
Dude, I was exhausted on Saturday.
I was exhausted on Saturday too. Yep. Yep. I texted him at like 10 in the morning and I said, are you tired? Because I don't think I'm going to do anything for the rest of the weekend. And I didn't.
No, nice. We did. We did family's Easter on Sunday. So because we did Erica's family on Easter, and then we did my family this Sunday. So yeah, I just kind of sat there at my parents' house with my eyes half open. But that was well worth it. That was the most fun I've had in quite a long time. So
yeah,
very cool.
Yeah, it was fun. It was the second night at Johnny's, and we come upstairs in the. And April's like, did they fall asleep? John's wife. Like, no, we didn't fall asleep. How would we fall asleep?
Like, but you're talking.
Yeah, we were just talking, but that doesn't resonate through the house. But when you turn the movies off, it does. Yeah, that was great. We talked a ton. Well, Thursday night too. We talked quite a while Thursday night. That was a late night. Yeah. We, what was it, Overlord, Mike? And you're like, you want to just watch the whole thing? And I'm like, I can't. I felt so bad. I was like, I'm going to pass out. And that drive home Thursday night was one of the scariest drives. I got a buddy that fell asleep at the wheel once, and he lived. Mm. So I still have him. But I'm like looking at the road, and like lights are blurring, and I'm like, oh my God. I was like, that was a long day. But it was a blast.
Well, plus you lost an hour. You know, because you got up, you know, in Boston and then went to sleep in Chicago, so you lost an hour.
Yeah.
But you and Joe and John, none of the three of you, I think, had seen the whole Overlord, right?
No.
Just that opening scene.
Yeah.
So I was like, hey, let's just watch the whole thing.
I couldn't make it.
I think all four of us probably would have fallen asleep, to be honest with you.
Yeah. If I had said yes, you could have heard an audible sigh out of Joe, like, oh. But your theaters, awesome. I came home. It was like going to Cedia, and I came home, and that was really what pissed me off about the not getting home in time, because I wanted to get home Saturday. And before we went out to dinner, I was going to come home and watch a bunch of the scenes in my theater, right? Of course, that didn't happen. So I came, but luckily I was able to get home and go out to dinner that night. But so Sunday morning before I went to the house, I watched a crap load of scenes, and it's like pulling them up. And I do have that timestamp for the show later today of the Batman that took us forever to find. No. But yeah, we watched that one over again. So many of them. So, and Mikey, geez. Johnny, you've got the system, so you know, like, you have your scenes all mapped out, so that was cool. But Mikey, like, how long did you rehearse that, Mike? You had discs ready to go, everything was ready to go. It's like, did you research, like, are you like Paul Hurt, do you like write it, like, are you very like organized like that? You'll write it all down and know exactly what you're going to do?
I did. I started writing a list. When I heard that you were for sure coming out, I'm like, all right, I got to start, you know. So I would sit down and I would think about any scene that, you know, I want to show or whatever. And yeah, I started the list on my phone. I didn't actually hit them all, but a lot of the scenes are just like, huh?
What'd you miss? Well,
let me check the list. I know I put Lucy on there. I know that just so you could hear it, you know, different places to hear it. The Mysterio one that SVS loves to show from Far From Home.
Yep.
The Sonic the Hedgehog one when Tails is flying all over the place.
That's a good one.
The Batmobile scene.
Yep.
The Jumanji scene.
Yep. We hit those at
Shallow
at Johnny's,
from A Star Is Born. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And then
I got a Shallow.
And then the Ready Player One scene.
Oh yeah.
So
can you imagine that?
Yeah.
We didn't hit in Expona or either of your houses, we didn't hit Ready Player One. That's how many good scenes there are out there, though.
Yeah.
Right? And that's the thing. Like, because these are the go-to scenes, like, I have them written down so I don't forget what scenes they are. But once you pop the disc in, you know, other than Batman, you know right where to go. And
Yeah.
I shouldn't say Batman. The Dark Knight. That was a whole different thing at Johnny's house, trying to find that scene.
And and that was funny. But now I know exactly where it is. So you know, and I saved it. I put it, I made a script out of it for Kaleidoscape. What else did I do? I made from you guys' house, I made a couple of scripts. Which ones did I do that I didn't already have? Oh, that John Wick one, Johnny. That was awesome.
Yeah. I think that's my favorite. That's my go-to. Yeah. I think
I'd forgotten about that one. That's phenomenal. And it's a great HDR one too. So
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and to answer your question, Johnny, the, I came home and we did what we watched Master and Commander, and both Joe and I were like, yeah. So yeah. I think like the video processor, I think it would boost that for you. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not to rub that in anymore, but you did ask the question.
No.
So I did.
I did the research. I wanted to know.
I just want to make sure I was right. Oh, and speaking of, and Mikey, what I did when I got home, just to make sure I was right, the comment I made about Maverick when he's working on the plane, you hear the tink, and I come home and I listened to it and I was like, yep, there it is. All right. Just making sure I didn't like, you know, but
yeah,
it's, you guys have, like I said, you guys have awesome systems. They're so good that I was questioning mine. Which I think we all do, right? When you go to somebody else's house, you're going to be like, am I hearing this there? This is fantastic. I don't know if mine's this good. And you're like, and to be fair, I haven't really sat in my theater in a long time. I've done movies. I've done the streaming, right? But then I came home and I did all the scenes. And I was like, okay, whew, mine's like theirs. It's good like theirs. Okay, good.
Yeah. I think it's really cool because our systems are so different from each other. Mm. Different speakers, dedicated versus bass, full basement, different receivers. Most things are different and I think they're both pretty good. So.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you guys are like me and I mean literally like me and John, right? Where John's got an open, you know, platform, open space theater. He's lucky enough to have have a wife that'll allow a freaking 125 inch screen in the living room. but hey, whatever, right? So he's got that, but yeah. And it's like it's the experience that you can get, right? And you did, and Mike, you've made I know you're saying like you were embarrassed, like I'm glad I went first, but no way. It's your we all know the one thing you're lacking is that extra depth of bass. But other than that, it's like you don't miss it at all, right, John? At all.
No, it's super clean. I think it's blended so well that I really don't know what he could do that would be much better.
No, I know.
Besides having like a bunch of 18s in his basement or something, but I don't think anybody would really want that.
No, then his hardwood would start separating upstairs, right, John?
Yes, right. Yeah, that's right.
You got some experience with that, right, John?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, the effects you're getting out of that and it's full S, like you said, it's the same system I have. Except I have the Panasonics in the in ceilings because I don't have the room to do what you did. I love what you did, putting those in the ceiling. But yeah, that's that room with the ultras across the front and then the prime satellites. Is that what they are?
Yeah.
I always forget the names of them. That's what I have. And it's awesome. And your volume, like you said, it's like you asked how close it was to reference in my room. Because it's an open space and you don't have the room treatments, you got I think, what did you say? You went to 10, minus 10, right?
We're at minus 10, yeah.
Yeah, you started at minus 12 and then you asked me how close that is. And both Joe and I were like a couple of dB down. And that's what the difference is. Like, I used to be like that as well before I had the room treatments and actually cooling for the amps and stuff. Cause sometimes if you're running, they'll run too hot and they'll trip off. But once you add that room treatments, I was in the same situation as you where I'm like, all right, now I add my room treatments. I can turn it up louder and it's playing softer than what it was before. it really is like, it's really weird, but, really cool effect. But your room is so, like John said, so clean, so cleanly, not, I know you cleaned it too, but I mean, clean sound. but yeah, you don't miss an effect. You don't miss a pan. You don't miss, I mean, it is crisp and awesome that I honestly didn't even think about the bass until it was later on. And I was like, oh yeah. I'm like, again, you do have great bass rumble in there considering how wide right. of a space it is. You do get some tactile.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish I could get that punch that, yeah. you know, that I just don't get it. But, and I know it's just not with the way my basement's laid out, it's just not in the cards.
Right.
So I really am happy with what I got. So I'm happy that you guys were impressed with it. Cause I'm impressed with it. So. Yeah.
gotta,
makes me feel good.
So. I got to get that guy over that dissed you. Smack him around.
Oh, geez. Yeah. It's not loud. He didn't say anything about, he didn't care about clarity or the effects or the big, all, it just wasn't loud enough. What?
Yeah.
Okay. like you're one of those, and he's an IMAX. He must be an IMAX guy. Just make it super loud. Who cares if it's
you have
good,
the headroom to do it. You could have made it super loud. I mean, it's not like you're at max volume. Right, you could have pushed it louder. Right. It just gets obnoxious at that point.
Well, yeah, it's not fun anymore, and it starts hurting your ears and stuff. It's
exactly. John, your room there's so that catacomb scene that we're talking about, John Wick, and you know when I think that's the scene where somebody gets shot like right to the left of the screen, and their head ends up on the back wall. And in your theater where Joe and I were sitting, gracious enough to put us in the prime seating positions, you get the gunshot in the front of the room, but then like that instantaneous, you hear the splatter on the back wall, dead on balls accurate. It sounded so good. I even said to Joe, I'm like, in the room that night, I was like, do you hear that back there? I'm like, he's like, yeah. In my theater, it's not directly behind me because of my speaker layout. It's actually, it's the same thing. It's just off to the side a little bit. And, and to be honest, yours is better because I felt like yours was a more accurate representation of where his head would have splatted. Right. I don't know if it's because of where I was sitting or how it like, but your speakers, I think you have them in maybe a little tighter to the middle than I'm able to do because I have the projector mounted there and stuff. So how mine was off to the side. It's still the rear channel, but my rear channel's off to the side a little bit. So yours sounded, I was like, that impressed the hell out of me. I was like, wow, and that's saying a lot considering your bass is tight. It's well, you got 18s, you said? You have an 18 in the back? The HSU?
There's a 15 like right behind the main seat and then two 18s in the front.
And it's clean. It's good. It's not like we were talking about before. Like I said, Mike, you didn't make that mistake of like, I don't have enough bass, so I'll just crank it up, and you'd boom it out and you'd lose all that great clarity that you have. And John, yours is like exactly that. It's like, it's just a nice, clean, crisp. And you could boost that with that power in that room because the room's not huge. But
no,
you could definitely, you know, with great power comes great responsibility. And you guys used it very, very well. You didn't overplay anything for the sake of trying to be like, I need more of whatever, you know?
Yeah.
John,
one of the Fury scene.
Oh.
In John's room, watching the Fury. That's every time I go over, like, we got to watch Fury. I love it.
Yeah. I haven't watched that one yet. I don't think I have it down. I own it. It wasn't downloaded yesterday morning and I didn't want to step away and wait for it to download. So I just kept watching other stuff.
The one demo that you've done for me, Mike, that, I was wondering if you were going to do again is the Roger Waters, Blu-ray, another brick in the wall. Yeah. That's a really cool demo. I don't own that one, so I like it when you play that.
Yeah, there's some really pretty impressive Atmos in that one. It's just a concert DVD of Roger Waters performing The Wall. I think he was in London. I'm not exactly sure. But, yes, that's a good one. Kind of like the Metallica one that we saw at Expona.
Yeah, SVS split that Larry played. I tried to buy it. Remember, stand there. I was like, who is it with you, John, standing next to me? Like, are you trying to buy that? I'm like, yeah. They don't have it. They didn't have it. I was like, damn. But yeah, gotta get a hold. That was awesome with the guns, like the lasers looking like gunfire and everything. And yeah, Larry.
That must have been up next to
Yeah, it had to
because the disc was just DTS HD master audio.
Yeah, it's just 5.1.
And those gunshots were coming out of the Atmos speakers.
Yep.
So
yeah,
that was pretty sweet.
Yeah, yeah. Larry puts on a hell of a show doing his demos, and we were lucky enough to get the Turtles again.
Yeah, we were.
I like how he had to explain it to the room for some people that might be like, "Why are we watching this?" like maybe they're a little bit. Who do we lose? Nope, we lost
John.
John just dropped out. There he is. Now he's back.
Okay, all right.
There he is.
John. Right. Hey, John's back.
Hello. I'm on the bottom now.
There you go. I can. Yeah, does that make you feel better?
Okay. There we go. Yep.
There you go. So did Joe have a good time?
Yes, Joe had a blast. We had so much fun, and it was, I was saying that to my wife. I'm like, we just have fun traveling together. And, he was funny. He's doesn't have a temper like me. And when that airport incident happened, I'm standing there trying to control myself on the inside. And I look at him and he goes, "I'm never traveling again." And I was like, wow, you know, it's bad when he gets cranky. It's like, cause he does not get cranky. So, he goes, "Hey, you know, every trip has its hiccups. It just saved them all for the end." I was like, yep. But yeah, we had
some pretty big hiccups.
We're home, but, yeah, we had a lot of fun. And like I said to you guys, when we got to John's house, and I'm like, maybe 2 miles from your house, I'm like, did you ever think we'd be like on the border of Wisconsin heading to just, for all intents and purposes, some guy's house for a theater? And he goes, nope.
Yeah.
It was so funny. I'm like, what are the odds? Like, we have fun. Thursday, we got in on early Thursday morning, so we got to walk all over Chicago. We drove in and did that, so that was fun for him, and he got to see Lake Michigan. I don't know why he wanted to see a big body of water. We live on the Atlantic. seen it. But yeah, so yeah, he had a blast. He loves this stuff. Like he said when you guys asked him, I was like, "Are you into home theater?" It's like, not like me, but he is. Right. And he's a tech guy. He loves, you know, he's an engineer. He loves dealing with technology and messing with stuff and tinkering and stuff. So yeah, it was fun. It was fun. I wish he could go to M-Wave. He can't. I asked him if he was going to go with me, but he can't because, he's got 3 weddings that month or something. So
no. June. Yeah, that'll do that.
Yep. So what did your
John and I are already trying to get our M-Wave 2025 plans set.
You're trying to get there?
Because 24 is not going to happen, but hopefully in 25.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's last year it was in July. This year it's in June. So I think it just depends on whenever he can get the hotel, really, when he can book the room.
Yeah.
And then, you know, hopefully soon as it gets bigger, and it get, you know, things like that need more support so that he can get the credibility, like the money to fund it every year. And if you know you can do it, like I think the first couple of years, it was a risk. You know, you don't know who's going to show up. You don't know what's going to happen. And you're fronting this money for a hotel and everything. And it's risky. I think this is the first year where they thought it would be, you know, they it wasn't as much of a risk, but it still is. You never know. It could die down. It could whatever. But yeah, you got to get the support and get the people there, and then maybe he can get a like a consistent. It's like every year at the same, you know, and then boom, they nail it the same time every year, and then from there, I would think that's when, you know, it would really grow because now everybody knows and you can plan ahead, right? And you'd be like, oh, every year it's in June or whatever. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to that. I think it's great what he's doing. So. For people like us, you know, that, I mean, obviously I haven't been, but from everything I've heard, it's basically like what we just did. It's like, you know.
But it's all home theater.
Exactly. So no, but channel. I mean, yeah, but I mean, like, it's like what we just did. We went to John's house, experienced John's. We went to Mike.
Oh, you
know,
I gotcha.
You see what I mean? Like, you can, he has houses in the area. You can go and do that. You pay the money and you go there and he splits it with the homeowners, which is awesome because you get people to come into your house and I think it's fantastic. And when you hear some of the people that are like he even says, and we've experienced here talking to people, it's like, oh, I've never heard that before. I've never heard that kind of system where I don't, you know, some people have never seen a home theater, but they're into it, you know?
Yeah.
And to be able to go and see what's real, like what real people are doing in their homes. And you're like, I didn't even think of that. So, and then the demos that he's doing too, he's got rooms at the hotel for, you know, all the manufacturers are like coming in to demo their material for us, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think he did a poll not too long ago of all of like for all of his subscribers. Just seeing how many of them have experienced somebody else's theater.
Yeah.
How many people have only ever heard their own theater. And that was a pretty high number of people that have never heard someone else's theater.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is another big reason why he wanted to get M-Wave going so that people can get in there and experience other people's stuff and share ideas and all that stuff.
Well, that's how you get ideas too, right? It's like, that's like talking with Paul. Been talking with you guys and stuff and the ideas I have for my new theater, it's not new. It's been in my head for 30 years, right? Some of the stuff I wanted to do, I couldn't do here, but because of limitations and the area, you know, the time of period we're in with the kids being younger and stuff. So, and then obviously new technology comes along that we want to take advantage of. And I'm like, oh, I can utilize this. I can utilize that. And it's the design in my head is it comes from seeing other people's theaters, experiencing other stuff, talking with other people. And then that's how you get your ideas. So even like a lot of people might not even have a theater. They're just into it. And they're like, what is possible? You know, and to see like even just the three of us and our different theaters, they're all like really different, you know, like Johnny and I have dedicated rooms, but John, yours is wider and then it is shorter, right? You sit closer. Mine's longer and you know what I mean? So it's like just that what we would do with and what you do with the space. Like I guarantee you that if I had your space, I wouldn't have gone the way you went. I would have gone the long way. Right.
Yeah.
And it's just how, and there's no right or wrong way to do it. It's just like, this is your personal preference, what you're going to get. And I mean, what you got going there with the scope screen is awesome. It's, you know, cause it literally takes up your whole wall and you're
like, all the available space that I have, it fits that pocket perfectly.
Yeah.
And
it's,
yes.
Yeah. It's perfect. And and you just sit there and go, oh my. You know, it's like, and you're, what did you say? You're like 9 feet from it, something like that?
Yeah, I think where 8.5 or 9, just depending on where your head is, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. What was the diagonal on it on the screen?
115.
115?
115 scope.
Yeah. That's.
Yep.
And you're like turning your head. I mean, it's a great, great experience. It's huge. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And it's like, and you know what I found myself? It's bigger than mine, obviously. Mine's 16 by 9. And it's only a 110 at 16 by 9. So when I put mine's not 115. And I'm like 10, 11 feet away from mine. But you know what? You know what I was doing when I was watching some of the scenes? I'm like, move my head up. Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was like,
trying to get that angle down.
Yeah, I was trying to. I'm like, all right, this is all right. If I slid everything up, now I'm on the end of my riser. Like, whoops, I'm going to fall right off of that. Trying to get that. Like, this is what John has. Put my face to the screen.
I can see those gears turning in your head. You're like, okay, 130 at the new theater at so many feet. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the other thing, and then Mike rocking the, did you have that thing calibrated? That OLED is.
But my OLED? No.
Awesome.
It is awesome.
Gorgeous. And it, I mean, it shows you stuff you can't see. We can't see with our projectors. You just can't.
Yeah.
And you played the Blu-ray of Star Wars, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was just the Blu-ray. Yes. Mm-hmm. Everybody, just don't hold it against them, people listening. But I asked, like, we're at the end of the night, and Mikey's like, well, what else can we do? And I'm like, Star Wars? What'd you say, Mikey?
I said, I don't have it.
No, you said, can't help you there. I was like, what? Oh,
that's what I said. Yeah, can't,
like,
help, there.
Can't help you there. I was like, what? And he had to go and, like, dust off the old Blu-ray set.
And I initially put in, Phantom? No.
Phantom Menace, the first one. You put in one.
I put in Phantom Menace.
Not
because
episode
it said
four.
One.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't thinking that a new
hope
is
four. I wasn't going to say that. I wasn't going to throw you all the way under the bus. Under the speeder. And it's like, so.
Yeah.
But you finally found the correct one. We put it in. And Leia's outfit, her, like, that, I had to go up and watch it on the stream. On my OLED, and I'm like, yep, it's there. It's just, it looked like you could see more of the texture of her dress and like it was just way more detailed and descriptive of, like, it had a little bit of a shine to it that we just don't get on the projectors. It's just too big and it's too fine a detail that you'd be able to watch. It just didn't play as well. But I mean, that's hyper detailed and it looked so good. So really, really nice. And that, what's that, 75?
70, well, 77.
77. Okay.
I feel nitpicky when I say that, but it's 77.
Oh yeah, that's fine. And you're not far from, I mean, it's a great view of that. It's, you know, you're.
Yeah, I'm about 11 feet.
Is it? Yeah.
10, 11 feet.
Yep.
Yeah. I was telling you guys, I'd like to get closer, but the wife feels like if she's that close, it's like she just doesn't like it that close. So I'm about maxed out. She's not home right now, and so I can, and she won't hear this. I scooted up, I don't know, 3-4 inches every couple of months.
Oh,
and I just
yeah.
keep pushing it until I'll see how close I can get before she realizes.
I do that with volume in the movie. That's why I don't have, like, my wife will be like, don't put it very loud. So I'll start the movie at, like, say I'm at like -5. And then, like, doop, touch it. But nothing lights up. Nothing changes. I just know. I'm like, boop, 1, 2, 3. By the end of the movie, I'm at reference. And she doesn't know the difference.
There you go.
It's all loud. She right. did make a video for me the yesterday morning of the upstairs of our house. She's like, this is what it's like up here. I'm like, I know. I know what it's like up here. I know what it's like outside. I'm like, you're saying it like it's not a source of pride for me. Like,
right.
Like, go outside while Maverick's on and be like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Erica was recording us upstairs when we were doing our thing down in the basement. She was recording the upstairs just so that I can see how obnoxious it is up here. Which is funny because it really is. Like, down in the basement, it sounds fantastic. I love it.
Yeah.
But what she experiences up here, it really is obnoxious. Like,
it is. It doesn't have the same clarity.
Kind of funny. Yeah, no, that's the truth. But no, it's kind of funny how it sounds so good down there and sounds so bad up here.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, because you're not really hearing the speakers. You're just that your house has turned into a speaker. So all you're hearing is your house vibrating at the same frequency.
Yeah.
And it's just not the same. It's not how you're supposed to
floor around in the kitchen and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Like John's hardwood. 2 18s and a 15. That'll do it.
That'll do it. Yeah. So,
anything you missed this weekend that you like, oh crap, we never did that.
Honestly, I feel bad that I showed as much as I did because I took a lot of the stuff John was going to show.
What? We were short for content in either place.
No.
What do you think altogether? We probably showed 12 demos, 15 demos. I don't know. Something like that.
No, I would have said it was close to like 20. I was trying to remember.
Oh, maybe.
Between the two houses? Yeah. Definitely. And I mean, Mike had such a rhythm. He did. Bang on. And like I said, like he's like Larry. He just had it nailed. I'm like, I said earlier, did you rehearse that? Like, okay, we're going to do this one. We're going to do that one. We're going to open with Maverick. We're going to go to this one. But yeah, it's like, I'm trying to think of like, I mean, we hit it all. You know what we did? We did hit Oppenheimer, which is good. I watched that on the plane twice.
As you say, we have to add that since Mike's disc collection is in his closet and it was dark, he used the bright side pen light.
That's right.
To find the disc.
That was huge.
Well, you're having huge trouble with your phone. I'm like, buddy, I just gave you a bunch of these pens. Here.
Yeah. It worked perfect. Yeah. It's still sitting right there. So when next time I need it.
Yep. There you go.
Use the pens. See what I'm doing.
And I gave one to Giles when he was having the same problem.
Yep.
What are you doing?
There you go.
Come on, people.
No, I would sit during the demo and think, all right, what am I going to hit next? All right. I remember that. I think that's chapter 4. Okay, I can do this. And so, yeah, it wasn't really I didn't have it planned out as so much as, I mean, I guess I did have it planned out, but I would just sit in between each demo or during the demo and think about what I wanted to do next. I'm glad it worked out well.
Very well. Very well. John, you got a great, you're using the Zapedia, whatever they call it now, and you cut your own demo files.
Yeah.
That's really cool for people that don't know you can do that on a Zapedia. You had them all going there. You had so many going that we watched, we probably watched 10 different clips, and we went by a bunch that I was like, oh, what about that one? Oh, what about you? You have a lot of clips. You're a lot like me. And it's like you said, you're like, I haven't watched a full movie in a while.
It is something when you're doing the demos at your house, you're just kind of nervous about it and everything. And you just want to make sure everything goes smooth. When you're the guest, you see a list. You want them to play everyone on that list.
Yeah.
Just start from the beginning. We're going to go through all of them. Let's go.
Yeah. It was great. Yep. Just sitting back and being like, this is nice. This is great. you had the, how many have you made? You got to have a few dozen, right?
Yeah, maybe, I think 40 maybe. I think I might have like 40 altogether.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, there's some guy, he figured out some program and it's just called like a movie clipper. And you take a MKV file and you pretty much, like you're editing a video, make a start and a stop timestamp and clip it. And that's it. And then you convert it over and put it on the hard drive and
then name it.
And there you go. Yep.
Yeah. That was awesome. Yeah. Cause I was, obviously you do it in the Kaleidoscape. You just, you do your scenes or whatever, but I'm like, for people to be able to do that, I mean, if you're not as talented as Mike, then you have to do that.
Yeah.
Full disclosure, I was looking at Zadoo's today.
Oh, were you?
I really like, just checking them out, seeing.
Yeah, I told Mike, we'll just get an older one. you get a smaller hard drive.
Yeah.
We'll just put all my clips on there and we'll make whatever ones you want. And then it can just be that simple. It doesn't have to have hundreds of movies on it. It could be just right. a little demo, little demo system, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That would be perfect. That's a great idea too. Yeah. Cause you got the discs anyways and you don't have to, and then it would probably run a little faster too, because you'd have, you know, when you first get your ZPD and you put like three movies on it, you're like, wow, this is fast. It's so great. Load times are awesome. Yeah. And then you have like 600 and you're like, all right, I'm going to go pop some popcorn. Like, it's like, but from what I understand, the new stuff, the new app and everything is quicker. Everything has been Nelson said it's streamlined. You were saying it's nice. It's so.
Yeah.
That's supposed to help out the system a little bit.
Yeah. And I think since they released that, they've had like five or six firmware updates. So I don't know what they've really added to it, to tell you the truth, but
yeah,
there's been a lot of firmware updates. Yeah.
Cool. Cool.
Yep.
Expona.
Expona.
Expona. Expona, whatever.
Yes.
Best one I've been to yet.
Best one?
Mm-hmm. Best one.
So.
Oh, I just got the wood from my wife. Oh.
What happened? What'd you do?
Erica I just said that the one I went to with you guys was the best Expo. She just gave me the look.
I like when, at John's house when Erica's like, the worst part is when we go to lunch and then have to go back. She's like, because it's like, all right, we're done. Oh, there's still more.
Oh, we're not done. Oh, man.
I wish she was there and I could have. I've seen the look on her face when I said we're going to do 14 floors if the line's too long. She would have been.
Yeah, that would have.
No.
No, we're not.
Nope. So DJ, since it was your first one, just mm-hmm. tell us what were your thoughts like before you got there, why we were there, and then afterwards.
So, before I got there, I had minimal expectations, like because I had been to Cedia, obviously that was my first home theater show. So I knew it wasn't going to be like that. I was kind of familiar from talking to you guys with how it's set up, and you'd sent me pictures before. So I kind of had a rough idea. But I had no real expectations. But like I said to you guys, even before we got in, right, I was like, I'm not a two-channel guy. I'm not like, you know, I defer to you for that, John. It's like, I'm like, you love that stuff. And I'm like, that's why I love talking to guys like you, be like, oh, I mean, I love speakers. I've never been one to get really into that. I like a ton of speakers in my home theater. So I was expecting, I was obviously very excited to see, you know, the new SVS Evolutions. That was top of my list. And then it was, I wanted to see, you know, Focal. I wanted to see the ProListen. Let's see, what else did I want? Like before I walked in the building. And then I just crazy stuff. I didn't know what else to expect, right? So then I get in the building. Joe and I went in while they were setting up on Thursday, and I talked to Giles, talked to Nick over at SVS, and Larry wasn't even there yet. That was when I first got to see. They had the Titans out, and I thought I was looking, and I put that on Twitter. I was like, I thought I was looking at the Pinnacles, because those Titans are really big until you see the Pinnacles, right, guys? Like mm-hmm. when you see those Pinnacles, you're like, is that a damn refrigerator? What the hell? Those things are huge. They were in black. Can you imagine? It probably does look like a refrigerator from the side in white. You know, those Pinnacles are, oh my God. And when I didn't hear them that day, but I just saw them and I was like, oh, cause Nick was like, they had that adjoining room thing. He goes, come over here. I was like, oh, okay. He goes, yeah, this is our two channel room. And he goes, yep, there they are. And they were set up kind of where they were, where we saw them the next day. And I was like, That's the oh my God. Yeah, because it's like anything else, like we say with SVS, like Tom and Rob will say all the time when you buy in a subwoofer, make a box, because when they go, you know, they go big or go home, and they went big. These things are, they're beautiful. But anyways, so I had that on Thursday. I was lucky enough to do that. And then we get there on Friday morning, and I'll have the picture of us waiting outside of SVS. I'll have that in the live show later today. So yeah, we got that. We got there nice and early, got to the 14th
floor. We had to wait a long time.
Yeah. And yeah, as we were going through, like I said, I don't know what to expect. So I was just like following you guys and like, what do we want to do? And, I was just in awe. I like just having fun watching other people, looking at other stuff and looking at like those, the tree ones there, the tree speakers, those things are crazy. In every sense of the word, like I don't get it, but it's like, I guess if you got money to do something like that and no taste,
you know, I remember seeing those tree speakers last year. Oh, yeah. Obviously we saw them this year. Oh wow,
they didn't sell them?
I still can't tell you how they sound.
No, I know.
I have no idea what they sound like.
Yeah.
they just look weird.
They're, yeah.
They're like a slab cut right out of a tree.
Multiple trees.
The speaker,
it's like
out of multiple trees, yeah.
It's like round, like a cross section of a tree so you can count the age. And they put a bunch of them together and just slapped a couple of like horns in there and woofers. With a nice gloss. You're like, what the heck? It's cool. But I was like,
yeah,
you know, like I said, put it on either side of your fireplace or something. It'd look crazy. You'd be like, you'd have to have a giant room. But yeah, just seeing stuff like that and watching you guys. I made this comment to you guys earlier. Maybe you didn't hear me. I said it to Joe. This is like, I feel like, Mike, yeah, you're not as much a two channel guy as John, right?
No, yeah. Right. I follow John's lead when we go with
right. Xpona. So we go to a room. I felt like I was getting a tour from John because we'd go to a room and it'd be like, all right, let's go to this room. Okay. So we all go in and like John would walk in with us and I'd turn around and John's back out in the hallway. Like, all right. Like, where is little kids? Like, here, you guys are going to want to hear this. So he's like, you've heard it all, John. So you're like, yeah, there they go. Yeah, well, then look at them. That's cute. Because I kept turning around like, oh, well, all right. It's like, hey, he's heard these before. All right. Yeah, it was. And then after, like you guys said, when we were, like I said to you guys Friday night, it was way more fun than I thought I was going to have. And it was like, and then, like I said to you then, doesn't mean I didn't think I was going to have fun. I didn't think I was going to have that much fun. And I think part of most of that is because of you two. You know, it's like, I would have had a good time if it was just Joe and I and we would have walked around, but it was just so much more fun walking around with you guys. And then you guys are wearing the bright side shirt. So like, they're like, oh, DJ's got an entourage. And then we've ran into Zach. Which was, we'll talk off air about that. That was hysterical, Mikey.
but we can say that Zach from Dream Media is as nice and happy as he looks on YouTube.
Oh,
I mean, he is just full of energy.
Yep. I told you, he's me if I was a salesman too. And it's just like, we're both like, yeah, hey, all right. You know, and I'm like, but he's just like, yeah, you need this. No, I don't. No, Zach, I don't need that. It's a tree, Zach. What am I doing? But yeah, he was just like, and that was the other part. Joe and I were laughing about you guys talking to other people about me. And like, I heard you, John, over my shoulder. I didn't hear the whole conversation because we were listening to the, ProListen speakers and I hear John, oh yeah, you're going to want to be on his show. you got to get on his show. It's different. And then it faded out like, he's different. He just talks about the sights of something. And I didn't hear anything. I'm like, oh, and then next thing Zach's like, yeah, I want to be on a show. We get out in the hall. I'm like, he's got his phone named at me and he's like, I want to get on your show. I'm like, okay. And then we're walking down the hall and John comes up behind me and goes, I'll talk you up. I'm like, yeah, I heard. People are going to be disappointed.
Well, I think it's good to get your name. And he's got a big social media following, obviously. So I think a lot of people would be interested in what you offer, you know, home theater stuff. So
yeah. Thank you. But yeah, I showed you his contact info. I mean, he's got it down. I know. It's just huge.
He's like, got every
here. Boom. He sent it to me. And I'm like, what the? And it's like, every little, like all the social medias, all this. I'm like, oh, I'm on Twitter. here's my phone number, and that's why he's him and I'm me. It's like, but yeah, he was great. He was hysterical. So, and then you look at watching his posts from the day. He did the same thing. He had Giles. He had the picture, but he's like you said, he's just got that big smile. It's just like good times. I'll have him on. He'll be on soon. Yeah. He'll be on soon.
Yeah. I believe that.
I think we could go a while. I think he's a talker too. I think we're going to have fun when he comes on the show. I think, and I'm going to try to steer him away from the salesmanship, but we'll see.
Well, because I don't think I've ever heard about his home theater journey. I mean, obviously he started a home theater install company and he probably started probably in his garage or something. And now he's really big. Be interesting to hear where he's his journey, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that's what I like to get people on for. I'm like, you get all the other stuff everywhere else, you know, but if we can get, you know, learn about that, learn about him. And I mean, I think he's going to be fascinating to listen to and to chat too. With. Cause he's like me, energetic. I think it'll be like me and, you know, me and Brett, Brock, anybody, you know, people that just like go. It's like, oh, pulled the pin. Here we go.
Well, and he's a small business owner like you are. So that's pretty interesting too, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the ones he was telling us about then, it's like a theater that he's doing. They're like literally digging out the basement. They want more rows. So they're going deeper into the ground. It's like crazy. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool stuff.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. Let's see. What else? What'd you guys think?
Giles? I know you've met Giles before. I've never met Giles before. That was cool.
You've met Giles, John?
That was fun.
Like 4 or 5 years ago, when he was early on YouTube, I'd seen him on home theater for YouTube and I spotted him. I just shook his hand and I said, wow, I'm a big fan of yours. And you could almost see the shock on his face. Like, oh, somebody actually knows me at this place. And he goes, I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
And that was it, you know, just small. And, he just seems like a really nice guy too.
Oh yeah. I told you he's always on. He's always joking. Mm-hmm. He's always on. Just like we had our little, he had to needle me about screens, you know, he's like, oh, they're dying. I'm like, oh, here we go. Here we go. He's another one of those people that, like, now I do know when I met him. Brett put us together on purpose. But we were at Cedia and I was like, I'm looking around. I was at one of the some press thing early in the morning. It was at the Seymour Storm, you know, booth and, Grimani system booth. And I'm just standing there and I'm looking around. I'm like, oh yeah, Michael was going to be there and then Giles. So I was just like, all right, I'm going to run into these. Michael didn't make that one. And I'm just like staring and looking around. There's quite a few people there and, Todd was there and I look next to me and there's Giles just like literally standing right next to me. And I was like, oh, hey. I was like, hey, Brett told me to say hi to you. And he's like, oh, DJ. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Because we had been in an email chain all summer with Brett going back and forth on all our schedules. So And literally, it was like the conversation Giles and I had right then and there, the first time we ever spoke to each other, was like when you saw us in the room. Like, hey, whoa, whoa, oh, yeah. Blah, 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 blah. And we just went, like, boom. And it was Brett and I were like that. And he's just a fun guy and just wants to, you know, and then we had, you know, he's like, I got an appointment over here. I'm like, all right, see you later, blah, blah, blah. And I never saw him again that weekend. I was supposed to see him that night. He got called away. He had to go home.
Oh.
And then I think he texted me or something like that on Monday. We talked on Monday and I was like, oh my God. Yeah. So he's a great guy. Great guy. So that was fun though. Those speakers are Stark.
Yeah, Stark.
Right? Yeah, Stark sound. Stark yeah. stuff.
Yeah. That was crazy. Like AC/DC? Yeah, let me
actually
connect.
Do. I do just too. Not normally on repeat.
Yeah. Yeah, cuz we asked him to connect the subwoofers, so he left and here's what's funny. I forget what song it was, but it was just like, he just left the same song on loop while he reconfigured the room. We're all like, oh my God, here we go again. Back in black. Yeah. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's
like, whoops.
Those subs sounded pretty good though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of subs, what'd you think of the HSUs? And you said they were like, right?
Similar to what they offer now, except for they're just like a smaller footprint, but taller. And I think a little bit better extension and all that kind of stuff, but they're just a great value. I don't think they had them set up very well on the first day of that show. I mean, I think we'll all agree with that.
Yeah.
But I think there's a lot of value in those subs for somebody that wanted to start out and have a really good bass.
Yeah.
The cool thing about HSU is, like, SVS, you can tinker a little bit, but there's so much tinkering you can do with HSU subs. They have these Q controls and all kinds of things. So in one sense, if you're a beginner, they might be a little harder to play with, but if you're, you know, a little bit farther along, it's kind of a lot of fun too.
Yeah.
They give you a guide to explain what all that means and their recommended settings, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. They were good. And I think a lot of the rooms, they're not, it's like you said last year when we did this show last year for you guys having just been there, these rooms aren't meant for these demos. Right. And it's like, and it doesn't really show off the speakers and it was really evident when we go from there and like having had been at Mike's the night before and then yours, John, that night. And you're like, now you hear properly calibrated stuff and you're like, oh, wow. Okay. That's what it's supposed to, you know, that's what a sound is supposed to sound like. Unfortunately, well, HSU kind of had the home theater set up for us because four people walked in a room with Brightside Home Theater written on their chest and like, oh, you guys want to watch a movie? What do you think? Yeah, exactly. And then they didn't have as nice of a setup for scenes as Mike and you, John. They had a little issue.
we watched a trailer. That, and then their laptop had to reboot.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's through Plex.
Yeah. It's like
yeah.
And like you said, like you when you're doing demos, you want everything to go smooth. Like wah wah. Like, do you guys mind waiting? We're like, no, we're sitting down. We'll wait.
Yes. So the older gentleman that was there first, that's Dr. Shu. He's kind of like a living legend in like the subwoofer world, and but you could tell he definitely didn't know anything to do with technology and computers.
Yeah.
Because when that thing went wonky, he was like, I'm out of here.
Yeah. Well, he's probably getting aggravated because he's like, you know, this is something to show off subwoofers, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's really that subwoofers are really for home theater. A lot of the two-channel people don't believe in them or they don't use it. There's not as much bass extension in music. So you get bunch of people coming in and you're there showing off subwoofers and you got a system that helps. Like, oh, somebody that's actually interested in movies. Bonk. <'Cause> haywire. It's like, whoops.
So yeah. Funny.
So great. But yeah, they were the only other folk out didn't have their home theater set up.
No, nope.
That was a disappointment. Although
yeah.
seeing John Brock's theater speakers in person was damn impressive.
Yes.
But yeah, seeing those, seeing the focals and those behemoths.
The Grand Utopias.
What were the really giant ones? Grand Utopias, is that what they were?
Yeah, I think they're called Grand Utopia Evos, maybe. Like just okay. short of 300,000, I think, for the pair. I think that's what they are now.
That's it?
Yeah.
Those guys were huge, that's it. Too.
Yeah. And then, well, I was watching YouTube over the weekend of just, people that went there and they were showing all the different rooms. I think they said with the electronics, it was like $500,000.
Wow.
That setup with, yeah.
I think, yep. yeah. I don't know where you would put them. I don't know what size room you'd put them in. That's,
I don't know. They're monsters.
Yeah. They're ridiculous.
I'm pretty sure I couldn't fit them down into my basement. I don't think they could make it down the stairs.
No.
There's no way.
No. Well, you could get the SVS Pinnacles down, but that would be tight. They're heavy too. They're like 100 pounds.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, Nick said they were
98,
yeah.
97,
yeah.
100 pounds, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They'll hold your floor down. That's good. But what was the big surprise to you guys? Anything shock you this year, having been there last year, or anything other than Focal not having the home theater set up?
I don't think I had any big surprises, I wouldn't say. I'm trying to think back. Nothing.
Those new SCS, not really a surprise, but those Pinnacles sounded really damn good. I mean, they were full. No subwoofer needed if you didn't want to for two channel.
No. Well, they go down to 24 really, as is. They go to 24 they were, hertz.
The clarity was.
We said that. I mean,
$5,000 right is. Yeah, it's $5,000 is not pennies, but in that world with all those other, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in systems, I mean, it was they're just a level under the Pearlson, who are what, five times more.
Yes,
We
were talking about that the other day, right? And I was like,
yep.
I heard the difference, which I thought was good. I mean, you would expect that, but the Pearlsons, I just felt like. There's just it's hard to describe. It just felt like more crystal clear, cleaner sound. And they didn't play the same tracks. It's not like, you know, it's not like you heard the same song or same audio. But what you did hear is like the clarity and like, you know, like what, when I listen and that's what's funny is doing this stuff. And then you realize, well, maybe I kind of am a two channel person because I do get the idea. And I was like, and I know what I like to listen for. Like if it's a guitar, like an acoustic guitar, I like to hear like the fingers on the string, right? Or the pluck.
Yes, the slides.
Slides. In the same with that, that song that SVS played, that Nick played, that the girl who was, what did they say? She was like 12. Something like that. Remember that song? And you could hear the lip smack, the detail of the, and what shocked me, and I know how stupid I sound when I say it, but for a speaker that big, it just boggles my mind that it's giving you such fine little details. And like I said to you guys that day, it's like having big giant Sharpie, but you're getting a really fine look out of it. You know, like how did you do that? And I know big speakers can play fine details, but it was so clean and so good. But then you go and the Pearlsons are like just a hair better. It's just like that. It not the money's worth better, but it's like you could hear, you know, like just a little bit cleaner. And it was a different type of sound, but it was, or a different song, but yeah, it's just, I think, like I said, before I heard them, when Ara and I were talking on one of the shows or something, like, I think what SVS is doing is like what they did with subwoofers. They're changing the market. They're bringing a value to people at all those price points. I mean, for their towers and on down, but, it's like you said, John, $2,500, $2,500 a piece. It's not cheap, but that's the value you're getting there is huge. And I feel like mm-hmm. they brought the high end down to our level. Not that the ultras that Mike and I have now are bad, but it's just another level. And I did see somebody, I think, on Twitter. It's like, well, what could be the difference? And you got to see it and then hear the technology behind it, right? Like even those woofers in the back and how they balance it out so they stabilize the cabinet and it allows everything to work in unison. It just, I don't know. It's really, really, I'm super, super impressed. Super impressed.
Yeah.
John and I, go ahead, John.
I was gonna say, yeah, I saw the hearts in DJ's eyes when he was looking at them and listening to them.
Oh yeah.
Well, I told you guys, should I tell everybody now here?
Well, now you have to.
Sure you can. Yeah. That's yeah, right. Yeah. You're going to have to now.
Yeah. I told you guys. But yeah, that's what I'm getting. That's what the new theater will have. It will have three pinnacles across the front and no center channel. The center channel will be a pinnacle.
Yep.
And that
guarantees a acoustically transparent screen then.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or a 20-foot wall.
Yes, right.
I'm going to lay it down on its side.
Well, somebody will probably try.
Yeah, I know. Nope. Yeah, we're doing acoustically transparent screen. And I've done the research. I've talked to people. I talked to Ara the day they came out. And just the aesthetics of them I loved. And I told you guys, I'm like, I just trusted SVS sound before I got there to hear them. And I kind of was in that direction anyways, but it's twofold. And I'll tell the listeners now, it's like, it's not only I know I'm getting great sound and I'm 100% positive I'm getting great sound now that I have heard them, but it's also, that's where I came from. When we started in home theater, there were no center channel speakers on their side. We used either towers or a bookshelf, and you destroyed your TV because it wasn't shielded. And it was, you know, so that the whole idea of the center channel being on its side came because we used to put them on top of like a 32 inch or a 27 inch television is what I had originally. But my original NHTs before NHT didn't even have a center channel. I had three identical like zeros or ones across the top, and you literally stacked it on. I had it sitting on top of my television. That's just the way it was. They didn't have that at the time. But the really nice theaters back then, they had towers and they had five of them around the room. If you go and look at Video Essentials, the walk around the room, it's five towers. And it's like, mm-hmm. that's what I wanted. And I'm like, that's what I wanted. And I also wanted monoblocks. That's a different situation. But there, you know, you go and things I learned and have learned since that I was stupid back mm-hmm. then, but that's what I wanted. So when SVS dropped these, I was like, oh, are you kidding me? I'm like, I was excited. I told my wife, I'm like, I think this is what we're going to get. And she's like, absolutely. She wants me to get these. So yes, three pinnacles across the front. And if I have the room, I'll do two Titans in the rear, or I'll just do the floor standing, the bookshelf, not the bookshelf. I'm sorry. The tower. They don't have a fancy name for the lowest one. It's just called the tower, right? It's like,
yeah, just the Ultra Evolution Tower.
Yeah. Ultra Evolution Tower, then the Titan, and then the Pinnacle. Yeah. I feel bad. We got to give it a name.
Now, if you decide to go wides and have wides at some point in the future, what would you use for those?
So I've given myself enough room in the sides that I think my side surrounds, I'm trying to get to the Evolution bookshelves, which are like 11 inches deep. So that's what I'll have on the sides. And then probably either those, probably Evolution, the Nanos, I might start popping in when I have to go to more channels. Like it depends on how many, but I do want to end up some, I want to have front wides, to get that expansiveness, like, and the room is longer, so I could probably really utilize them. So anything else I might end up just going with those, the Evolution Nanos to round that stuff out, or actually use the new Ultra Elevations. Those are pretty cool. And those, I am putting those on my ceiling. I was just measuring when I got home. I was in there in the theater at the house yesterday. And just the way I have the ceiling designed and how low it's going to be, I was like, oh, I might not be able to use those because those are beefy in person. Those things,
yeah, they are.
Those are a lot bigger. And they look nice, too. They look really nice. They're big. And, I mean, they have some pretty good – they go down to what, like 40? 48, I think, hertz.
I think that's what,
So they got some good extension on them too. And so I'm going to try to probably run, I'm doing six overheads and I may use those as my wides too. I don't know yet. I got to see. And now here's the other part. I don't know when I'm going to be able to afford that stuff, but that is my decision. That is what I'm going to eventually have in there. I just don't know when I'll be able to pull it off. And what we were talking about earlier, which I'll announce on the live show later. The purchase I made today enables me to, it saves me a lot of money going in. It gives me something that I need but also that, you know, people, I'm being secretive on purpose because it is pretty, it's a fun purchase, I think. But it's something that is going to enable me to spend my money on more gear and higher end stuff, like, and get the right stuff when I do. And like, I won't buy another set of speakers until I can get those pinnacles. Just like, I'm not going to skimp and get like a cheap screen because that's putting money away. So I got to save up and get that. And then I need a projector and I need a bunch of stuff, but we'll see. Hopefully I'll sooner rather than later, but I'd rather wait and get exactly what I want than, you know, I might be in the theater with this existing SVS stuff and then my son can have my NHTs back. So, but I won't buy anything. The next set of speakers I buy are going to be those pinnacles. Absolutely. I cannot wait. And I'm like, we were talking about Shallow earlier. You said you had that from,
Starsborn.
So my daughter on her honeymoon, she did like a karaoke of that and Greg recorded it and it's friggin' amazing. And my daughter doesn't sing. She was a dancer and she thinks she can sing. And I used to make fun of her. I'm like, that's why you dance. You know, anybody that sings in front of me, I'll be like, you know why they sing that song? So you don't have to. but she did it and I was like, it's a hard song to sing for the female side of it. Right. So she did it with the, wherever club they were in at that time. And the male vocal or whatever was doing it with her. And I was like, it was like, did you have a couple drinks? She's like, couple. But she nails it. And it, like, I just always get like choked up when I hear that song. And we were in the pinnacle room. We were in the two channel room. And Larry put it on in the home theater room. And I was like, I almost went through the door. I was like, because remember we first tried to get into the home theater room and it was packed with people. And so that's how we ended up in the pinnacle room. So we're in that pinnacle room and we're listening. And I hear that clip of Shallow. And I was like, from the movie. And I turn around and I'm like, I hightailed. I pulled a John. I ran out to the hallway. So I go right in. Luckily there was nobody else on the other side of the door. I went right through that door and I walked to the front. And I was like, well, right to the, like the behind the seats. And I started to get like emotional and I'm like, uh-oh, cause people are going to think it's cause of the speakers. So I went and I sat at the seat in the front corner and I'm just like, all right, get yourself together here. And I'm listening to it. They did. They sounded amazing, but I was also thinking of my daughter too. Right. So I'm like, you got, and like you said, joked earlier, oh, you see the love in DJ's eyes with these speakers. I'm like, well, it might have been my daughter, but it was like, and I'm like, and these are just the Titans. No. But yeah, it's like they sounded awesome, but I just watching that scene again, I was just like, oh my God, are you kidding me? And it, and instead of running away, I should have run away, not to it, but I was like, I got to get in there and hear these. So, but yeah, I've told you guys, I've told the listeners before, it's like, I'm lucky enough that I, the harder I work, the more I make. And it's like hearing that stuff, I'm just like, I can't wait to paint more cars. I just got to paint more cars. That's all I got to do. Just keep painting. Just keep painting. It's like, it'd be like, cha-ching, more money. I'll keep getting them someday. So yeah, that it's because it's all encompassing. Like I said, one, they sound incredible, but I mean, just to have that system that I, from where I started, I think is going to be really cool to see.
Yeah. Yeah, they were super, super impressive. After Expona, when we were driving back to John's house, we were talking about what we liked the most and all that stuff. And last year I said the Perlissons were my favorite. And this year I stick with it. I still say the Perlissons were my favorite. But they've totally hit that point of diminishing returns where yes, the Perlissons sound a little bit better than the Pinnacle, the Ultra Elevation
or Pinnacles.
Ultra Evolution Pinnacles, yeah. But nowhere near, what is it, $17,000 more, whatever, like yeah. Whatever the ridiculous price increase is. Like, yeah, I mean, it's performance wise, it's so close between the Pinnacles and the Perlissons. And the Perlissons are like, $15,000 a piece, and for the price, for the amount of money that you're spending on the Pinnacles, they are tremendous speakers. They're awesome.
Yeah. It's just I think they took the market and crushed it again, changed it. I mean, like you, I mean, you're literally like, why are you? Obviously, if you can afford, you know, Perlissons or even like, you know, or you go to those giant Focals or you go like, John, you got your living room, right? There are speakers you have in your living room. If you can afford something like that or you find that deal, but how do you find enough of that? It's like, you know, those are great speakers, but I think one of you said it, like what SVS did, it's like, these are attainable. You know, it's something like, you know, like Mike, you were even saying like, not today, but someday, like you'll get something. And then we were talking and that's when Erica threw me out of the house. I was like, what about the Evolution bookshelf system? Right. Cause we haven't even talked about that because I've been so focused, not that we, but I mean, my idea wasn't until talking to you guys that I was like, wait a minute, you could do an Evolution bookshelf system like what we have with the Ultras right now. And, and you had said you had heard Nick say something about on one of the podcasts he was on our shows that there's an upgrade policy, which don't take our word for it. It was just, you thought you heard that.
Right. And that's like, something I that thought I heard that is not at all official.
Yeah.
Not at all official. I just could have swore I thought I heard Nick say that in one of the happy hours or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, I could very much be wrong on that. So that is not official.
But that would be a huge incentive. But, and you even said it. You were like, I would definitely be like, here we go. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But yeah, Erica didn't like me saying that you should do the bookshelves. She was like, I thought I liked you. That's what she said.
Yeah.
I thought I liked you. I go, everybody says that. And then I just keep talking.
That's what you said. Yeah.
Well, yeah, your plan, and it's a good plan, was to upgrade my current bookshelves to the new Evolution bookshelves. And then a little down the road, I can use those Evolution bookshelves as surrounds when I upgrade to the Pinnacles.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the part that she was like, wait a minute. Now hold on a second.
Or how about Larry saying, like, he's doing the, you know, he's got the Titans for the demo. He had, let be clear. It's like they had two Titans. They had the Ultra Evolution Center Channel, two Ultra Elevations, and then two bookshelves, Ultra Evolution bookshelves in the back for your surrounds. So you had a basically you it was a 5-2-2 right? 5-2-2
5-2-2
And they were running the SB3000s, dual SB3000s, and it sounded incredible. It was, but that was, so right there, it's like you could basically do, you take those bookshelves, move them to the front, and it's kind of like the system that we have right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the upgrade to the Evolution.
And DJ, they're running those off of a receiver, no amp.
A Denon 4700. I asked Larry. I'm like, all right, Larry, what is that? Denon 4700.
Okay, so just a receiver.
And it's, I mean, but like Larry said, though, he's like most of the people at SVS, he's like they've all like the employees love the new speakers, but they've all been like, I think I'm going with the Titans. They're going with the Titans. They don't want to, you know, the Evolution. I mean, the Pinnacles are a little too big for some of these people. And then when he said that, you guys looked at me and I was like, I'm like, I can't wait to have those giant things back there.
Did you catch when Larry said, like just like you said, DJ, all the guys are thinking they're going to get towers, but then Larry heard the Pinnacles at Expona for the second or whatever. I don't know. You heard him again. He's like, oh yeah, no, I think I want the Pinnacles instead.
Yeah.
So
it's, you got that extension, the bass extension, and I've been saying for a long time, I'd love a Trinov someday. And now going in this direction, if I ever got to that point, if, you know, I was, you know, down the road, I could be running the waveforming by having, cause you have full range speed, you know, towers all around the room. Now, granted, it wouldn't be Pinnacles in the rear, but I think if I can get the Titans in, it's like, it's 24, and if I can fit the Titans back there, then they go down to 27, I think. 27 hertz is the Titans. And then I think the new the towers are supposed to, they go to like 30. Those aren't out yet. They come out in May, I guess. But I was reading the specs on them earlier. And that's the other part, too, is that I really like that they said is because of the way they have those the woofers on the back and they're working together, you can actually, it gives you more freedom to move them closer to the wall because you're not dealing with that, you know, it's not going to be bloated because that the way that system works. So you can actually, you get the big Pinnacle, and I have the room. I have 30 inches. These are only 18 deep. So I'd be at least a foot off the wall. I should be able to get, you know, right up against where the screen would be 30 inches deep. So, can't wait. Can't wait. Someday.
Did you notice that they said they were crossing over the elevations at 60?
Yes.
Yeah.
They crossed most of the room at 40.
Right.
And the elevations were crossing at 60. To give you
in, they're crossing the ceiling speakers at 60.
Yeah, that's why I said that's, I think, awesome. Those things go to like 40. So they're like, they were crossing over the front channels at 40 and letting the SB3000s take over, obviously. And then even the rear channels, I think those were crossed at 40, the bookshelves, which I believe also those go down pretty low too.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like I have my stuff crossed over right now at 100 because I have them jammed, you know, they're up against a wall, really, and they're in cabinets kind of, and I don't want to risk any of that bloating. So I'm just, and I don't think that's a big issue, but it will be nice when I get the bigger room and to give the, you know, get something in here, even getting these ultras in there, which would be kind of fun to let them breathe too and get to experience that. But then to get those pinnacles lined up and like giving them the room to breathe and being able to let them run at full range and see how that, and then maybe, you know, down the road, a Trinov being waveforming, and it's like, I don't know. It just sounds like so much fun. It's like, oh, how many scenes can I watch? Oh man, crazy.
So with the exception of SVS, what were some of the other favorites that we heard?
Oh yeah, well, the Perlis.
What do you think about the 24-inch stereo integrity subwoofer?
The Honda trunk?
Yeah.
That's exact. Yes.
I thought that was like cool tech for us to be like guys like us that want to mess with approaching some version of, you know, infrasonic. Because they were saying that those things can get down into 11, depending on how you set them up and what kind of room they're in or something like that. But 24-inch, and I thought, like, when you're in the room, like, I think we all walked out of there and were like, okay, that needs a calibration. Like, they were just like,
yeah.
It was like just a car going down the road. Like, yeah, we know what a bass sweep sounds like, but geez. It amazes me that, like, I had said it the night before to you, Mike, that it impressed me that you didn't do any of that with your setup, you know, trying to do that. And none of us are really, we're enthusiasts. We're not professionals at this. How the hell do we know more? When you go into some of these rooms and you're like, I could tweak this in about 10 minutes and get it to a point where it was like, all right, now you're closer to calibrated instead of just like,
right.
This is supposed to be like audiophile center. Like, people are coming in to hear this stuff, and some of it was just like, you know, like SVS has sounded great. Perlison sounded great. We didn't really get to hear the Focals because we missed the schedule.
Yeah.
It's like being at Disney. This ride is back on at 4.
What? Yeah.
So yeah, it's like I got a little bit of that. Of like what you guys said before, like how sometimes you're just like, what happened? I thought they would sound better, or this would sound better, but it's the bass stuff that I think some people just go too far with. And that really does surprise me when people do that. Cause you're like, it would be so much better. And they have like Larry said, close the door. We're going to pressurize this room. And they did. Yeah. And it wasn't dirty bass. It wasn't, I mean, there was a little bit of it because the room, you could hear the closet door vibrate and stuff. It's not meant to be doing that, the room itself, right? But they still had it calibrated fairly well that you were like, you got a clean sound, you know, you got a punch in the chest, not just like your hair's vibrating off the top of your head. It was, you know, that surprises me, some of that stuff.
Well, that's kind of like the shoe room. Like, clearly their sub is a very capable sub, but man, it just sounded terrible because they didn't have it set up right.
Yeah.
You're a subwoofer company. Why would you not, not just subwoofers, but why would you not take the time to set it up right?
Right. Well, does that just, I don't know. It could be the market. It could be that's just what gets people going, right? You'd be like, wow, like,
yeah,
there's a huge segment that thinks that's what bass is.
Yeah,
right?
No. Yeah, that's true.
You know,
that's true.
Like my buddy Lee Overstreet. I love hearing that episode where he finally heard subwoofers, and he thought, he's like, oh wow, you know, and it's like he knows his stuff too, you know, and he went for years thinking that his towers were fine. You don't need subwoofers. I got plenty of bass extension. And then when he finally gets the subwoofers in and he hears it correctly, and he's like, my room got quieter. The bass got quieter. But then when there was a big gunshot or a big boom, it was appropriate. And like, he goes, I felt it, you know, and for somebody like that, I think that's huge for people. Because that's a guy that's been, he's, you know, been in music. He loves his stuff. He loves his gear. He loves this. But people just have this, you know, preconceived notion of like, this is what bass is supposed to sound like. So maybe Shu isn't doing something wrong. Maybe that's best way to market their stuff, because that's what people go for. And it's limited people like ourselves that are like, wait a minute. That's not what it's supposed to do. You know? So.
Yeah.
Lots of old people. You were right.
Yeah. lots of old people.
Lots of old people. We were even old myself.
Old money walking around there.
Yep. Yeah. None of it bumped on to me. So. Yeah.
Kept looking, seeing if anything would fall out of their pockets.
How about I liked some of like the older couple, like we're talking like late 70s, 80s, and it's like husband and wife teams. There's no way I'm getting my wife into a place like that. It's like, no, you're done. I'm not going there.
And the wife is like leading the way. She's just like, you think we should go in this room? And she'll like peek in there for him. And she's like, nah, we care about this one. They like move on to the next one.
Yeah.
And the husband's just tailing along.
And then they would the line for the elevator. We didn't get in the long line, right? We were going to lunch, and there was like that line had to be 50 feet long from away from the elevator. Yeah. And you can only get so many people in. And it was like, and I was like, there's no way, but look at that line. They can't do it. Did you see that? That we didn't even go all the way up. There was stuff on the 17th floor.
Yeah.
And we went,
we didn't do that one.
Yeah. We didn't go. We didn't get up to that level. But
I didn't realize it went up that high.
I didn't either. I saw it at the end of the day. I was like, oh, such and such. Oh, you know where it's written? On the elevator. All those ads that were on the elevator, it says go to the 17th floor for whatever that was. I think it was amplifiers, right? Something like that. I think what they were doing.
They got to lug the amps all the way up to the 17th floor.
Well, in the elevator, I hope.
That's true.
But we ended up, we came back from lunch, and luckily the elevator line was shorter, right? And we almost did the dumbass musical, and we almost missed all of them. Like, let's try this one. No, not good. And then the other one, no, oh, no. Like, so, but you remember that one guy gets in? He waited in that line with us, and it was, what, 5 minutes you're waiting for these elevators to come down from wherever. He waits in the line and he gets in. And he goes, yeah, I'm going down.
Yeah.
One floor.
He went.
And there were escalators to get there. Like a whole group of people that don't know each other. As soon as those doors closed, we all looked at each other and went, what? Like, he's standing here waiting for an elevator to go down one floor when he could have walked out of that little hall that the elevators were in, got on the escalator and gone down. Like, oh my God. I think I'm starting to answer why the shoes up sounded like that, because some people, not that right. That guy probably bought 4 shoe subs based off of that sound.
You know what did impress? I really like the Elacs. I thought those were pretty good.
Mm. The what did they play? I forget.
Oh,
it was good. I forget what that was.
I can't tell you what they played. I remember, like, man, I really liked those. I can't tell you what it was now, though.
Yeah.
And those were 6-inch bookshelves, and they had a lot of bass and very clean bass too.
Yeah, there was no sub, right? It was just, what we were like blown away by, right?
Yeah, but those bookshelves were as much as the pinnacles were, though. They were $5,000, just like pinnacles were. So, I guess when you're comparing, you know.
Yeah.
But they were very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the one that was? Yeah, I did like the Stark Room. I liked the sound there. I thought it was, you could definitely hear the difference between the Perlis and the SVS and the Stark. I felt like just not the same detail in the Stark Room.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
I agree. Yeah. Absolutely.
And it wasn't just AC/DC we heard.
No,
we did hear some other stuff, but it just didn't have that X. Now, that could have been the room. It could, because those were some big speakers too. They had that that we asked
the big about. Were they in walls? The big black were they in walls?
They kind of look like in walls. They look like they're. Was that the ones that we said? I think that was, oh no, that was the Focals we saw, the in-wall ones that we were looking at. And we were talking about the size of them. No, but they did, remember no, they're not in-walls. They're meant to be like behind the screen or whatever. And that's what Giles behind was saying. That's what he wants. And they had that horn on the top of it sticking out.
Yeah.
Like, remember? So I'd be willing to bet that's another situation where the room just didn't do them justice. They need more room to breathe.
Yeah. Right?
And because they were big speakers, you know. They weren't big like the SVS or the Perlis. They weren't big like that. They were actually just big boxes. Like anybody that's seen the Travis's video on his Next Level Acoustics, they reminded me of that size. And it was like the big, you know, flat black box. And but I mean, they sounded good. I just needed a little more detail out of it. That's the one thing that I was like, I didn't get the, you know, like the lip smacking or the strings. You could, you know, it was a little different. Right. So but
I was more impressed with the Stark subs than I was the Stark speakers.
Yeah, we asked them to connect that because we were talking about Danny speakers, and he just got, what, you said the 15 or whatever? He said, yeah, I don't know.
I believe it, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was pretty good. That was good. And thanks to Giles for connecting everything up for us.
He did.
There you go, yeah.
Getting, like, away from speakers, what do you think, DJ, about, like, the speaker cables that look like boa constrictors and the little risers so your speaker cables aren't laying on the ground, because that seems to be important. And, you know, what do you think about all that kind of stuff? That's what
Pat said your big purchase was, right?
Yeah. Well, it's funny. It's like a couple of people, and I won't say what my big purchase was, but Mike, you texted me today and you were like, I'm telling you right now. And then you guessed it. So, and that's why I told you guys, but I put that tweet out, and like 2 minutes after I put the tweet out, I was like, what is it? And then right after that, it was Todd's like, what did you get? Like, can't you guys just listen to the show? No, I'm just kidding. So, what did Todd guess first? I thought he guessed something online, but yeah. So, Todd put that, but he put that out because that was one of the arguments, not arguments, but him and I talked about a while back. Like, he had read something about that. He's like, he was so irate. Like, how do they get away with saying stuff like this, like that, how important those things are? So that's why he put them on. I was like, that's awful. But yeah, some of those ones, like, we don't need cables like that, John. Obviously, we all know. We don't need cables like that.
No.
Some of those speakers really did. I mean, they're that big. Like, remember the ones that speaker I stood next to? I'll show. I'll probably show it in the show later today. But the one that's like,
yeah,
like 12 feet tall.
Taller than you.
Yeah, it was insane. Yeah. And it's, they're great. But the power that those things must take, they got to have, I'm sure that they need that cable. They can't get away with the cable we use.
Yeah, you know, I don't really know. I think they probably could use the same speaker wire that we use, but it does look a lot cooler. I'll say that.
Oh yeah.
And if you spent, you know, $500,000 on speakers, you might as well buy, you know, $20,000 speaker cables.
Yeah. Yeah. It's,
I guess
some of those cables were literally, they had to be like 2 inches thick in diameter, something like that. Like they were, or bigger. That might have been three. Cause now that I hold my hand up and I'm like, that's not two. That's probably like 3 inches. And it's like, there was one of those giant speakers that you would just like, we would look to the back of it. And, one of these is like, well, at least you save. You don't have to buy an amplifier, cause it had the giant amplifier like bolted to the back of it. And it was like, they're just enormous. And those horns.
Yeah.
We hadn't talked about the horns.
Did you guys see Cheap Audio Man? Cheap Audio Man put a video out on YouTube today, maybe, talking about those $4 million horns.
Yeah.
And his impression was, meh.
Well, yeah. Well, you
$4 million.
You guys went in the room and you took the picture from like dead on. And then when we got outside, I go, you got to go stand on the side. Look, and I showed you the bench and you're like, holy crap. Cause you have no depth perception, right? It just looks like these two big ports that you're looking at coming at you. But then you got to move to the side. And even the picture that I took, there's nobody in the picture. So you have no, you know, concept of how tall these things are, except to look at like the rack of the multiple racks that they have lined up in the middle, and you're just like, those things are just, it's insane. Like every time we saw something like that, we walk out and go, where do you use those? Which one did I say? Like, is that the stadium series from such and such? Like, I can't remember whose it was. Somebody had a giant speaker and I was like, damn.
Oh yeah. That's right. Those horn ones are almost as much as art as anything else, whether you liked them or not. You know, if you were that wealthy and you had a room that big to put those speakers in, somebody would just walk in there, and just the shock value of seeing those speakers is probably worth that to somebody, you know, to own that, I guess.
Yeah. And it's probably exactly what it is. It's just shock value. Yeah. Right. And you'd be like, look at what I got. And if you go in the other room, I've got a whole wall of wood and it's a speaker. Yeah. Okay.
Those horns weren't even playing anything, were they, when we went into that room?
That's a good question. I think we were just in awe. Didn't even matter. I was playing.
If they were playing something, I don't know. I definitely don't remember what it sounded like, but I just can't even imagine them sounding good. Just because, like, a giant horn that, like, we could literally, like, dive into, like, a slide, you know, like a tube slide. It's that big.
I looked at the bottom for the old, like, a giant, you know, turntable, because that's what they looked like. The horn. Right.
That's what I was thinking. Like, you'd have, like, some old 20s music with, like, the crackle of the turntable going on.
Yeah.
And that's all you'd play through those things. Yeah.
Yeah. The crackle like some, would like, break late, windows.
Some lady just like singing and you have the crackle going on and that's what I picture when I see those speakers. Yeah.
Crazy. What else? Anything else like jump out at you?
I did like Dyna Audio this year. I don't know if you guys remember last year when we did our recap.
Oh,
I said that there was a speaker brand that John was excited about. Okay. And I heard him I was like, nah.
Yeah, that was after lunch. We went to the
cats out of the bag. It was Dyna Audio, but I liked them. We heard them again this year. I liked them this year.
Okay,
yeah, that was good.
So, see, it could be the rooms. It could be
absolutely
track selection.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear a lot of repetitive stuff. We talked about that too. It's like everybody warned me.
No,
like,
we didn't.
You're gonna hear the same stuff. Oh, no, it was, everything was fairly fresh, right? It's like,
yeah,
a lot of female vocals.
Yeah, I think they're trying to show off the highs, especially in a place like that. Unless you shoe.
Well, I think on a normal
that movie looked really good.
Yeah, the
whatever the trailer that they showed.
Yeah,
I don't remember what it was called, but I want to see that movie.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, that animated movie.
Robot Living in Nature or something like that.
Wild Robot or something like that, I think it was called, something like that.
Yeah,
it looked pretty good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, on a normal Expona, I would say you get at least 10 Hotel Californias, and I don't think we even got one.
No. Yeah, no. I don't think we got any Eagles.
No.
It's like very... not a lot of popular stuff either. Like, at least not to me. Like, even like what Nick chose, that girls song, which was, it was a cover. I forget what it was. Do you remember what it was? What she covered?
No. I had to take a picture of it, actually, because I'd never heard of it before.
Yeah, she nailed it.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was either.
But it was a lot of stuff like that. And I'm wondering.
Wait, was that Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yep. Oh, yeah, I think it was. Was it?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. Oh, was
no.
It? No, it was. No, she wasn't. That was,
no, it wasn't Mama.
No, that wasn't her.
No.
It was. Yeah. We did hear that, a cover of it somewhere. I forget where. I don't think that was her. We'll find out. But yeah, she was really good. But I think because of like YouTube and different. There's a lot more material out there from Spotify, and it's high res stuff too, that you can get that. I think you're getting, maybe that's why it's not as, you know, repetitive anymore. People are choosing different stuff because there's so much more to choose from, and, you know, they can stream it and it sounds great. So
yeah,
no problems with, I mean, the biggest tech issue was the shoe and their, you know,
reboot.
But everybody else, it's like everything was running well. What's that?
Just thought of something. Did you guys notice in the shoe room, those little panels, they were basically egg carton, foam egg carton things.
Mikey,
thin, like
thin. And I took a video. Yeah, let me see if I can pull it up. I took a video for that exact reason, Mike. We were in a room that had their new like subwoofers, and they're supposed to be like subwoofer, blah, blah, blah. And was that before? Oh, there's the 25 inch. Where is it?
That was a couple of rooms after the 25 inch.
Yeah. So we went to Giles and after that, and then, all right. Yeah, here it is. Did the video make it in? Where's the video? I'm looking for a timestamp. But basically, it's exactly like you're saying, Mikey. This is supposed to be like subwoofer heaven, right? And they had the thing we were joking about earlier, like foam does nothing. And they had that like all over the walls. And it was like, if it was an inch deep, I would have been shocked. It was so thin.
Right.
And I'm like, what are we doing with this stuff? It's like, and like, these are the professionals. Oh, and at the back, they had a diffuser. Did you see that one?
I didn't see that.
Yeah, probably right behind you.
Okay.
I'm looking. Yeah, nope, there's the horn. Is this it? Let me see if I can.
I was reading online and seeing on YouTube that a lot of people enjoyed that. Yeah. That people had like $1,000 a meter a foot speaker cable, and HSU was using like 18 gauge, like Home Depot speaker wire, and people were really enjoying
it. It wasn't HSU. It was the 25 inch sub room.
Oh, okay.
Do you see it? See what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah.
All right. So this is there's the 20, and for audio only people, I'll show this later, but there's the 25 inch sub. And then look at this. That's the foam on the wall. Right. Look at these stupid foam panels on the wall. 2x4, 2 foot by 4 foot foam, 1 inch thick panel. And there's the diffuser on the back wall. What the heck is doing?
and that sub could have actually blown like the windows out of that room if they actually wanted to.
Right.
Right.
So what, like, now this is what I'm saying. Like, I hate it when you walk in a room like this and go, why do I know this? Like, you know, like, and Mike, like, for audio only, Mike, you couldn't see Mike, but Mike just all of it, like, hit him like a light bulb. Oh yeah. What about that part? Like, cause we all, I don't think any of us said it that day either. But we all noticed it. Like, what the hell are they doing with those? That's not sound treatments. It's like holding up your tighty whities to calm the noise. Like, what are you doing?
We had them
too, because they kept falling off the wall. People kept bumping into it.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I did it. Joe did it. It's like boom, and they're like, "Oh, we got it. We'll come over." And then Joe went and sat on the other side of the room. But yeah, you're right.
There was like one or two rooms had proper room treatments, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. And we would see them. We'd actually be shocked. I think maybe the Pearlson room, they might have. Yeah.
Yeah.
The one with like the bookshelf Pearlsons. I think they had something up.
Yeah. The SVS had a couple of things that they had on the side walls. They had a couple. Where else did I see? Somebody else had them up at the first reflection points. Some people had proper, like almost 4 inch thick stuff.
And
you know, you see it there, but when it really stands out is when it's just like so wrong. You'd be better off with nothing because it just looks like you don't have anything. But when you put up something so wrong, it's like you didn't even make an effort. you're just basically showing you don't know what you're doing.
You know? Yes.
So, yeah. I thought that was weird. What else? Anything else?
No. Oh, did you ever, are you going to look in more into that sound absorption stuff? Yes.
Yeah, I was going to call him today. I ended up busy. But we found some, and I say we, like the four of us were like, you found it first, Mike, right?
I think. Yeah, I was over there obscuring the field and he showed it to me. I was like, whoa, this might be good for DJ.
Yeah, it was funny because we were coming up. Like you got ahead of us a little bit and you were over there and John's like, uh-oh, Mike got reeled in.
So you can tell like the listener, like, so they have an area where people are actually like selling stuff too.
Or a vendor area.
Yeah. A vendor area. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And one of the vendors was selling, it was acoustic treatment stuff, sound absorbers and stuff. And that's why I went over there because I wanted to see his panels and stuff. And then he showed me this magic box that with the lid shut, it just sounds like a silent box. And then he opened up the lid and funny enough, I think it was AC/DC.
Yeah. Was Giles in
but
there?
He opened the lid and and out pours AC/DC. I'm like, what?
Wow.
And I honestly thought it was like a trick box. Like I thought it was one of those things where you lift the lid and it flicks the switch and the music starts playing. But it turns out it's this green sound absorption stuff.
Yeah, it's a panel.
Wait a minute.
So
I just happen to know a guy who's building a home theater right now.
Yeah.
And I'm here with him.
And I did out the numbers. It's $40 a panel for a 4x8 sheet, right? And if you did it with green glue, it's each sheet because you're supposed to use two tubes of green glue that's standard. If you want better, you go to three tubes of green glue. That would run you, like, for all intents and purposes, that 4x8 area with two layers of drywall with green glue in between. Two tubes in between would run you $75 for that combination. Okay. Three tubes would be $95 per sheet because each sheet's $20. of drywall, or if you were to go with OSB, you're gonna, you know, particle board, that's $20. Because I'm looking at all of this. These sheets are $40 for a 4x8. No green glue, no nothing. The demo they showed us, it was studded drywall, insulated, stuffed with insulation. They're green 4x8 sheet, and then drywall on top of that to finish. And guys, it was like scary good. Like, right? Like we were all like,
yeah,
we all like walked away. And when we got far enough away from him, we went, did you guys look for a pin or something to shut the music off? And we all started laughing like, yes, like Mike just said, like we all were standing there like, this is great. And every time he opened it, we're like, where's the pin? Where's that? You're like, how is he turning it down? It was really good. And I just know green glue, right? Like we trust it. I know it'll work. It's kind of risky, but I came up with an idea. And that's why I wanted to call him today and see if I could get some shipped. For my house, I build a generator shed anyways. What if I built the generator shed out of it? Put the generator in, fire it up, see if it works. And my wife goes, doesn't that have to be ventilated? Like, yes, but I can build it, test it, and then you vent it afterwards. But even when you put a vent on it, it would still, or you prop it open, it would still hold some sound away, right? You know, so, and it's outside the house anyways. But that I thought would be a cheap way to get, you know, it'd only take a few panels to do and get them shipped. They're out of Canada. So I don't know what that means, but I was like, how have we not heard of this stuff before? I don't have that card on me right now. It's still upstairs, but.
You know, I never heard, did he say it's new? Is this a new product?
No, he said they've been around for a little while. Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
It really was. It was like, Joe looked into it. I guess their ceiling panels are, you don't use the exact same panel like you use for the wall. They have one for the ceiling and I think it's a little thinner for some reason, but,
weight or something.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. But I thought it was really interesting, you know, and if see what happens. And he was saying that the applications for it, it's real, like you could do it. The idea is you do it in a room like what we have. Like you just go over, like John, you could do it in your room. You could go over you just redo the whole room with that and then another layer of drywall on top of it. And that would separate from the rest of you. It helps it separate from the rest of the house because they're not talking about decoupling. They're saying that that's what this stuff is good for. So I even said to Joe, I go, that's another project. Like, what if we redid the theater here and just plaster it up and put it, you know, and put the, the board up and then the drywall over it. And you have, you know, does that work? You know, the fact that I'm decoupled is just, that's an extra layer for myself. But this stuff was designed to go in existing rooms over your drywall, put another piece of drywall on it, or you strip it down or whatever. But
yeah,
it seemed pretty cool.
Huh?
So, but I'm definitely looking into it. And I got to kind of look into it sooner rather than later because I'm like a month away from drywalling. So I'm going to be getting green glue or panels or something. So
yeah,
kind of got to know. Be kind of cool.
Yeah. I wonder what their shipping time frame looks like.
Yeah.
If you're only about a month away, you know, how long that process takes.
It's like if they told me, we could ship it to you in 2 months I can't imagine it takes more than a month. You know, I just have to tell them how many pieces I need and do it. And it is the theater, so I'm doing all the drywall and everything. 100% know I'm doing that in the basement. The rest of the house, I'm hoping to have hired somebody to do it because I hate doing it. But but I could always just wait. And then if it took a longer to come in, So, but yeah, that was, I forgot about that. Yeah. And I meant to call him today, but that was really interesting.
It's one of those things that almost seemed too good to be true.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like, how, if it's that, it from what the demonstration we heard, how have we never heard about this stuff before?
Right.
You know, so that's the other thing I was thinking is like, I don't have that kind of time, but what if I built like the shed and then built another shed with the green glue, you know, and then test that. But I don't have that kind of time or lumber.
That's pretty ambitious, DJ. I don't know about that.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'm just building a house. What's another shed or two?
You got nothing else going on.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Yeah. So, what else? Anything else?
I don't think so.
We talked a lot this weekend. My wife and I were saying, like, what are you guys going to talk about tonight? Oh, about the weekend. She goes, you talked all weekend. I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was a cool thing. We've talked a few times on your show, but the fact that we hung out from Thursday at 5 to essentially Friday at 10 p.m.
Yeah.
And had a great time throughout, in my opinion. I thought that was pretty cool. We were with each other besides sleep. The sleeping part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other than sleep.
Yeah. We hung out with each other the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. And it was like, you like you said, you're like, this is weird, but it's like, we've known each other for forever. And you're just like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, hi, everybody. And it's like, I'll tell the listeners Joe's line that I told you guys after we left Mike's. And you guys, everybody, you two, your families were amazing to Joe and I. And and I say that to like, yeah, to Joe and I, you know, and it's like, you're like, oh, we listen to him all the time. And when I was on with SVS for the on the chat and listening to you guys a little bit in the background, but you guys were awesome to Joe. And then, but the way you guys treated me and treated Joe, and you're like, oh, and you ask questions and stuff, and then compliment him. You're like, we listen to you all the time and this and that. And so we're like, we literally just pulled out of Mike's driveway and we're driving down the street, and Joe just like, so like in not shock, but just like, Jesus, these people listen to you on purpose. Like, no, that was it. Listen to you talk on purpose. I was like, I know. Why? Mm-hmm. But yeah, you guys, everybody was, you guys are awesome. And your wives, you know, Erica and April, were, Joe was really impressed with that. Joe made the comment. He's like, it was really cool because they were asking questions like guys don't care about. Like they were asking me about me. Right. And asking about like, what's this like, and what's like doing this, and then with what's it like, you know, where we all talk about gear, right? And we talk about home theater, and they were more, you know, asking the more personal questions and stuff. And Joe was really impressed with that. He's like, that was really cool. And I was like, he's quiet. He just sits there and listens the whole time.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think, April asked you, she goes, I don't know if Mike and John know everything about you, but how did you start podcasting?
Yeah.
You know, they didn't know. So you just told them how it started.
Yeah. And it's just, they were, asking questions like that. And what's Jen think? And what's the, you know, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. And you guys are awesome to us. Food. I didn't pay for food at all. You guys bought everything.
Well, that's good.
You shouldn't have to. You pay for the plane tickets and all that stuff, you know?
Right.
What did I?
Yep.
Yeah, Thursday night. I didn't, because I don't eat all day anyway. So, yeah, Thursday. Yeah, you know, the only thing I paid for was the beer before they canceled my flight.
That's good. That's good. Damn
it. You guys are awesome. That was, and it was really good for, I mean, the deep dish, and I'm not a deep dish person. I like thin crust, but that was really, really good. The deep dish pizza at your house, Mike.
Lou Malnati's is my favorite.
And then had you planned the Italian beef, John, or did you hear Joe talking about that? Because
we thought about pizza, and then Mike said he was going to do the Chicago pizza.
He stole your scenes and your food, but okay.
So April said, well, how about we'll just get a big pan of Italian beef? And she's like, and we'll probably, cause my wife will, if we're getting 10 people, she has food for 100, you know? She's like, and then we'll just get some masaccioli or something. So when Joe had mentioned about Italian beef, I was happy. I was like, okay, good. Yeah. That's going to be the right choice. Yep.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Cause that's one of the things we did in Chicago. He wanted to get some Italian beef in Chicago. So we went to that Al's or whatever and we split a sub and that was awesome. The Italian beef at your house was awesome. The meatballs were awesome. The cookies were awesome. I mean, it was a blast. It was so much fun. you're just sitting there and you're like, I was just like in awe. I'm like, this is so cool. Just hanging out. And I'm like, I didn't want it to end. And then you do get tired.
Exactly.
You're like,
And you were hanging out with, two families that met because of you, DJ, and you know, in my opinion, you know, two hours away. We met each other.
You asked
through your podcast.
You asked me that and we were in your kitchen and we were getting food. I told my wife this one too. I'm like, you had asked it earlier or maybe, I don't know if it was Erica the night before or somebody the night before had mentioned the same thing. And I'm like, I can't think about that. And it's like, so we're standing in your kitchen and I'm like scooping food and you were standing like kind of the side, maybe across from me. And you're like, all of this, DJ, you're like, you look around and you're like, your family's and like your son's getting along now. And that was kind of fun to see. Like you guys were getting excited for that. And it's like, yes, you're right. It's like, but you scoped it, John. And it was like, look at this, all of this. And I was like, shut up. I didn't say that. That's what I was thinking in my head. I'm like, I can't think about it because I'll just like break down. I'll just like, bleh. Cause remember when I came back from CD and I saw Joe and Travis meet, two listeners meet for the first time. And they were like, hey, I heard you on the show, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I was trying to tell that story after the fact on the show. And I'm like, to see two listeners. And I was like, John and Steve were like, all right, we'll take over. Cause I lose it. I get too emotional about that stuff. And now I'm standing in your kitchen and I'm like, I can't do it here too. but yes, I am cognizant of it. And it's like, yeah, it's pretty cool. It's cool. But
yeah,
like at any of our shows, like when I listen to Youth Man all the time, he's doing the same thing. And it's like, there are so many people. We spend all this time in our theaters because we love it, but you're in a room inside your house. You're not meeting anybody in there. And we spent years and years doing this all by ourselves. So when you finally do find somebody or anybody that will not roll their eyes at you, it's fun. It's exciting. And then that's what, you know, we're all doing, not just me. It's like, you know, Youth Man's doing the same thing. And I mean, we all, and that's what I think these podcasts do. They bring everybody, you know, you get to talk more to people and meet people. So, I mean, it's great.
Yeah.
You two are great too, though. I mean, not everybody gets to do what you're doing because like we said, some people don't stand. It is weird. Like I'm driving to the edge of Wisconsin to go into a guy's house. Hopefully this works out. Right. And we joked about that. Like, do you do that?
Yeah.
Like, you know, and some people don't, they don't trust that. They don't want to do that. They're, and I don't blame them. I'm not saying they're scared or anything like that, but it's not in them to do even what you guys did, you know? So, I mean, it's as much a credit to you guys too. And people want that stuff. Like we said, like John Brock, he's got a bunch of people down in his area. And we're like, ooh, that'd be kind of cool. They do tours. Mm-hmm. They go to other places. So, you know, there's things, but you have to put yourself out there. But that's risky for a lot of people, you know? So, but yeah.
Yeah. I think one of my favorite moments was because I watch movies probably 90% by myself. When we did Star Wars at my house, and I bet you that demo went 30 to 45 minutes long, and we would pause it, and you would just talk about your Star Wars knowledge on just scenes. I loved that so much. Because I don't know. I mean, I've seen most of the Star Wars, I think. I don't know them very well at all, and I definitely don't memorize any of them. So just for someone to like show their passion of anything or a movie, and I really did like that.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Well, you watch something enough times, I'm going to remember a couple of things here and there.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, did you see, and we were talking Maverick earlier, and, that scene when the little tick in the thing, and Mike was like, what the hell? Like, how do you know that? Yeah. Like, watched something enough times. What video was it? I forget who it was. It was but it was Luke from Kaleidoscape. Oh, it was Shane. He was on with Shane. I think it was on with Shane. Anyways, and he said that they did their top 4K demo movies and stuff. And Luke was actually going by the downloads from Kaleidoscape. And he said Maverick was the number one, it's like the number one downloaded demo movie. Like, cause they know like what people are downloading, what scenes they're watching. And it's the 215 is the number one downloaded, you know, scene. And I thought that was really cool. I'm like, oh, that's actually kind of cool. Like, that's what people are, you know, demoing their systems with, and it's the most popular downloaded demo scene on Kaleidoscape. That's how we put it.
That's cool.
So I thought that was pretty cool.
That is cool.
Yeah. So, but.
No.
Whew. What a weekend.
That's great.
Are we doing it again next year? Oh, when are you coming here? When my room's done, right? That's when you're getting here. It's like.
Yeah.
And you're doing a home and home. You'll be able to come here. We'll see Joe's theater, and then we'll go there and see the evolution. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's perfect.
I didn't even mean that. Look at that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be – I said that too, and I told you guys that, but I was like, oh, yeah, they're coming out. It'll be out here sometime. Because, you know, like you said, you almost came out for The Flash. And it's like, what happened with that?
I was trying. Yeah.
You told me afterwards, like something came up or something, but you told me after the fact that we tried. It's just like you were going to come out to see that with us. But
I think I don't know. It may have been like a couple of days before we went to the Dominican Republic.
Oh,
so it was one of those things.
Down to see John, the other listener.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a 2-hour flight. Unless it gets canceled. It's really quick.
Can't believe that happened.
How far is your house from Providence, the Providence airport?
40 minutes.
Forty minutes.
Yeah.
So that's definitely the one way to go, huh?
Yeah.
Fly into there.
Yeah. Get a direct flight, Providence, and you boom, and pick you up. You know, no problem. Boom, boom. It's easy. Easy squeezy. Yeah.
Yeah. 2 home theaters, 1 Red Sox game. Yep.
Oh, Red Sox. You want to see a Red Sox game?
I just want to see Fenway.
Oh.
Yeah.
I asked Rich about what we were talking about Brady and Orr and stuff like that. Remember when we were talking about that at dinner? And he said kind of what I said. But I was like, yeah, Brady is definitely bigger, but you'd be surprised how many people would say Orr was the better. Is the bigger athlete, because there are some crazy hockey fans here.
Where does like, so not too much sports, but where does Manny Ramirez fit in that, you think? Is he like top 5?
No.
Boston player?
No, God.
No.
Oh, no.
No, no, okay.
He's way down because, I mean, he was great. Pedro's way above him.
What about David Ortiz?
He's up
there. Probably higher?
He's up there.
Okay.
But he's so much more fan friendly. Like, I loved Manny. I loved him. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I mean, he's just a machine. And people used to get mad at him because he wouldn't run out like a fly ball and he just like sauntered. I'm like, that's not his job. Yeah. Like, or
that, well, isn't that what the term Manny being Manny, right? That's what they used to say.
Exactly. Yep. Or he'd strike out to end like the ALCS and they'd lose and it would be his strikeout. And he's like, oh, well, it's just a game. And everybody's like, how do you say that? I'm like, that's why he can get up to the plate and just crank because he doesn't care. It's like he doesn't feel any pressure. I worked on his car, by the way, years ago.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. He was living at the Ritz. He lived at the Ritz and the drivers didn't raise it. It was a Mercedes and they didn't raise it to go over the speed bumps. And he had it lowered. So he had the hydraulic lifts and stuff. And they just crushed the under part of his bumper and the lower part. So I went in and I had to fix it for him. So, because the valets banged it all up on him. We didn't talk all home theater. We did a little sports in there too.
A little bit.
All right. Now I got to produce this and get it out in the morning and go eat my dinner and get to bed and get up and do it all over again. I'm not lucky enough to be still in your time zone. So here it's 11:15. You're only 10:15. Lucky ducks.
Yeah.
So thanks, guys. That was Expona, I had more fun than I thought I was going to. I knew I was going to have a ball at your houses, but your theaters are amazing. And it was just like, it was you guys were awesome. It was just so much fun. And it's like, you know, I don't know. I'm speechless after 2.5 hours of talking with you, but.
Well, thanks for trusting us enough to come hang out with us at our houses.
Right. Yep. Right.
Yeah.
And like John said, we spent day and a half. And I don't know, speaking for myself, there's no awkwardness. It was never like, oh, hey, you know, like it was just very natural, very comfortable. It was
fantastic time. I got one for you. So I backed the car into John's driveway and John's in his garage, right? And he's like standing at actually he's stepped out of the garage and is like just like a foot into the driveway. And he's just standing there and I get out of the car and I don't want to talk about the car, but I get out of the car. It's kind of awkward to get out of that thing, right? So we're getting out of the car and I stand up and John yells out, but there was like no sarcasm. There was no nothing. And be like, he just yelled it just like this. I swear to God, it was like, I can't believe you're in my driveway. And I was like, I looked around like, am I not supposed to be? Like, should I have parked in the street? I'm like, what happened? And I look at him and he's got this big smile on his face. I'm like, oh, he meant it that way. It was like I parked on his dog. You did that. I was like, but he was just like, DJ's at my house, which was, that was a great compliment. But the way you yelled it was hysterical because it was just like, it was like, I did something wrong. Like, where am I supposed to be? but then we can laugh about it. You're right. There was no awkwardness. There was no nothing. It was just like, I mean, it was just normal. Yeah.
Just so hanging out.
Yep. Yep. Too bad we're 2 hours apart.
Either by plane or by car. We're all 2 hours apart.
Yeah, I know. That's right. You two are 2 hours. Yeah. That's great on, that you even make that trip. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Take the leap. Hopefully it works out for everybody like it worked out for you guys. Omar in the text, in the tweets. And Omar,
that was awesome.
And they're like, I was looking for where Omar was here. It's nowhere. I'm not even the first person to be there. Omar's been there. John's been there a few times. To you. Now, Omar didn't go to your house, did he, John?
No.
That was just Mike's.
Yeah. And hopefully we can hang out with him again. That was, I really like that too.
Yeah.
Omar's a good dude.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, we'll have to, we could actually plan something here. Everybody meet here eventually someday. I'll have a studio.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah, you have a couple guys near your house already, so we just have to have a couple fly in.
Nelson's an hour in one direction. Danny Speakers is like a half hour away in another direction. I have some listener. I got one, like, I have a few right within an hour easily. New Bedford.
Yeah, there was the one guy that did a Takeover Tuesday. That was
New Hampshire.
The big Boston fan.
Yep. And then I did a visit back in December, right? Not even an hour from here too. That was another home visit I did.
Okay.
Great living room system. There are people around, and that's what's so crazy is, like, you know, I think Danny is the closest one, but then you got people in Australia and you got people in England, you know what I mean? And it's like, and then you guys are over there, and then, you know, Omar's in Florida, and it's like the world just gets so much smaller when you just start talking this way. Right. And you're like,
yeah,
but I want to go there. Yeah. I'd love to go to Australia, but it's like, it's hard enough to get to Chicago. All right. I got to get going. I got to eat my dinner. I got to produce this, shower, sleep, do it all again.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for taking time out of the house, too. Seriously. Like, I know how big of a deal that is for you. So thank you for doing that.
Yep.
The pictures I sent, I showed my wife or whatever. It was the picture from your house, Mike, that I tweeted the next morning.
Okay.
My wife talked to me, like, on Friday. She's like, you look so happy. She's like, you look so relaxed. You're happy. She's like, I haven't seen you look like that. She goes, you didn't even look like that at Cedia, because Cedia was go, go, go. You're not relaxed. And she's like, you look so relaxed and happy. So it's like, I told you guys, if it wasn't for your house, I wouldn't, there's no way I would have gone. No way. Because I wanted to go to Expona. I wanted to see the SVS speakers, but I got so much, I would have just prioritized and stayed home. But I had said to you guys, I'm like, I really want to, you know, I was going to come out. We're going to do what we did. And I was like, all right, I got to keep to that. And so I was able to, and it, you know, I had to force myself to do it, because it's just a lot easier just to be like, screw it, I'm staying home and working. But you also got to take a break. And I said that to Steve too, Steve and John, talking about this even back in December. I'm like, I got to force myself. I got to take a break, because I know I'm going to be busy. And I'm glad I did. I'm glad I did. And I mean, my wife saw it in the first picture. She's like, you look so much happier. Thanks.
Well, I'm glad you did too.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I mean, you guys made it easy. So thank you very much. It was awesome. Your theaters are awesome. I don't care what anybody says, Mikey.
Thanks, DJ.
He was so self-conscious. It's awesome. All right. That'll do it. I will be back later today with the another big announcement after today's announcement with the SVS speakers. But big purchase. Big purchase, right, guys?
Big one.
Huge. It actually is. It's very foundational in that way. But thanks, everybody, for listening. Back with Steve later today. Till next time, you know what you got to do.
Go push play. What he said.
Hey, he's ready.
Hey, Fred.
This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.